KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Is very important to us, and it's safe for the beneficial insects. So you have peace of mind that you're choosing an environmentally friendly product, yet it still provides great results. So we have this product. It comes in an 8-ounce hose and spray bottle that attaches to your garden hose, so it's an easy way to apply. And it's going to treat up to 10,000 square feet. We also have a concentrated formula called Tick Kills for larger lawns or to refill that hose and sprayer. So it's important to spray underneath the tree and shrub leaves where mosquitoes can hide. You can spray it on your lawns and mulched areas and back behind your property to help keep those ticks at a minimum. You can re-enter your lawn once the material has dried so you're not tracking it indoors, and avoid spraying it on vegetables or fruit trees and around ponds because you don't want the oil to get onto the fish gills. Now, we also offer those personal spray bottles that you can use on yourself and your family to help prevent the mosquitoes from attacking you. And these bottles are made from essential oils. They smell great. They do not contain DEET. And they come in convenient bundles of 2-ounce bottles to slip into like a golf bag, purse, diaper bag, backpacks, or fishing boxes. Bundles actually include a 6-ounce bottle, which is great for a family size. These items are found on our website, natural-alternative.com, under the pest section. And I did want to point out that if you don't have the time or ability to treat your property yourself, you can always check out the naturallawn.com website to see if there's a location in your area that can come out to your property and spray for mosquitoes and ticks. And these are the professional applicators who are well-trained to help make sure you're protecting your family and have maximum control.
Awesome. That's, stepping back to the ticks for a second, they have definitely been out there, already taken a few off the dog. And,
wow.
It every time we come in, we're checking. So I know it feels, it's definitely started earlier. And with you sharing that information to me prior to our conversation today, it just felt really important to start discussing. You know, when we discuss ticks, we're always at the end of the season, like it's still tick season. It
yeah.
goes until the ground freezes.
Yeah.
Now we're on the other side and we got to say, hey, it's early, but it's already started.
Yes.
And
it is, and it's good to be aware and, you know, be vigilant about making sure that you're protecting yourself and your family while you're outside working, because like I said, everybody wants to be outside after such a long winter.
Definitely, and, you know, I've been out there personally in the yard doing a lot more work, and every time I drive around on the weekend, there's more and more people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Getting stuff cleaned up. You know, we've had a few weeks here where it's warmed up a little bit, had a little bit of rain. Well, a lot of bit of rain. That's not really perfect English, but we've had a good amount of rain. And so things are growing, which means the grass is growing. The underbrush in the woods are starting to grow a little bit. So there's a little bit more area for the ticks to hide and for mosquitoes to start forming. So it's definitely time to be thinking about it. And again, we can get the mosquito tick and flea control on your website. What part of the website is it again?
So again, the website is natural-alternative.com. And if you click on the pest section, that'll take you down to the area where you'll see it. It'll say mosquito and tick and flea control. So you're actually using one product to control a bunch of nuisance pests to help get rid of the ticks and the fleas and the mosquitoes. And you'll also see the personal mosquito repellent bottles there as well.
Awesome. Yeah, we love those personal repellents. We take them everywhere. We use them all around our house as well. So
I love them.
It's definitely a good one to have. So I definitely recommend adding one of those to it or getting that repellent spray bundle. Now, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in a few with more from Karen and Natural Alternatives, so stay tuned.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action, divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
At a Colorado food distribution event, a Vietnam veteran simply known as Tony moves constantly between vehicles loading groceries and greeting neighbors. Tony volunteers with veteran service organizations providing food boxes to hundreds of military families annually. He says volunteering gave him renewed purpose after retirement. Seeing need firsthand motivates him to return week after week. It hurts to see people struggling, he explains, but it's nice to give back. For Tony, service didn't end when he left Vietnam. It just changed uniforms. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
From terrible weather to rolling brownouts and blackouts, power outages today are a major concern. And so to keep your appliances and other powered devices working, Anker Solix has a great solution. David Taylor from Anker Solix explains.
Most people know us from our battery banks, our phone chargers, mobile accessories like that. That's where we got our start.
All of the portable power stations, the easiest way to do it is just plug it into any wall socket, wait for it to fully charge. It won't take that long, and then you can kind of stow it away in a closet until the grid goes down or any other time you want to use it. A lot of models, though, are able to be integrated with solar. We do have accessories that will allow you to interface with that and
awesome.
Charge the batteries with your solar.
Head over to AnkerSolix.com for more. That's AnkerSolix.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You know the rush when you reach that goal, when something you've worked for pays off? That's success. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why we offer a skills-based education that helps move your career forward. Learn how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science. Build your leadership and critical thinking skills. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
And welcome back to the show. We have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us. And last week I talked a little bit about it, but something we need to really think about early and throughout the season is grub control on your lawn. And there's a bunch of different ways to figure out how it's happening, bunch of different products. But I'd love to hear it from you, because I know sometimes when it comes from multiple people, it does make more sense.
Sure, absolutely. So, again, we're starting to see grubs earlier than we have, you know, in the past. And Natural Alternative offers a product called Grub Gone. And this product is going to help reduce damage caused to your lawn by grubs feeding on the roots of the grass plants. So some signs, hard for me to say, to look for are some discolored patches. Now, these would be irregular brown or yellow patches of grass that may indicate grubs are feeding on the roots. Now, these patches, you can easily pull them up. So similar to pulling up a section of carpet, you can pull up the patch of grass. And this is a sign that the grubs have eaten the roots, as the grass can detach from the soil. In addition to that, and this is a huge issue, is that some animals might be looking for the grubs to feed on, such as birds, skunks, raccoons, and moles digging through the lawn in search of the grubs. So it's important that you get a product to put down to help control this from happening. The Grub Gun is a great product. It helps to control all types of white grubs. So if you don't know what type of grub you have, use the Grub Gun because it's going to work on all types of grubs. And it's easy to apply. It's a spreadable product, and it's non-toxic, which is really important to us. It's OMRI registered, and it's a safer option than traditional chemicals. So we offer it in a 10-pound bag and a 40-pound bag. You can find these, again, on our website at natural-alternative.com under the pest section. If you use your PPGC coupon code when checking out, you'll get 10% off. And, again, one of the reasons we like this product and why we brought it to our website is it's a biological grub control. So it's not a chemical. It's a product that is made from a bacteria that helps to disrupt the grub feeding. So it's actually effectively controlling the larvae in the lawn, and you can use it in your lawn and in around your gardens. It's just a nice product to be able to use.
Definitely. You mentioned, it's hard to figure out which grub you have. And it brings me back to when I was in college when my professor was like, so here are all these different grubs. How are you going to tell? And it's like, well, you got to get a microscope out and you got to look at the base of them to see the markings to see which one it is. And it's like, I'm not going to actually study a grub in my yard. I'm not going to put it in a microscope to say, well, actually, it looks like a European Schaefer beetle. That's just not what's going to happen. But that's why Grub Gone is so good, because it does all of those while protecting the beneficial insects that are out there.
Yeah, it's a great product, and we've had really good results with it. And like you said, nobody wants to identify a grub unless it's somebody in the industry, and then they like to do that. But, I'm not touching it. I'll kill it. I don't want to see it, touch it. I'm not going to look at it.
Definitely. But it is a great product. You also have the Milky Spore powder available as well.
Yes. And Milky Spore is a great product too. It's a birational as well. And it is designed to treat the Japanese beetle grub. Now, this product is a powder that you would have to put down every so many inches or so many feet. Can last in your lawn and protect your lawn from the Japanese beetle grub, I think up to 10 to 15 years. So it takes a while to get to work. It can take up to 3 years to totally inoculate your lawn from the grubs, but it is a great product and it stays there and works.
It does. And like we said, though, the big difference here is this is for just Japanese beetle grubs.
Yes.
You're going to have to go in there and identify them. So that's why that Grub Gone is such a great product. Now we're going to take a break here. I got some more information on lawn fertilizing coming up with Karen from Natural Alternatives. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Everywhere. This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Nintendo Switch 2 is a versatile, hybrid video game console with three main modes, TV, tabletop, and handheld, that allow it to be used at home or on the go. Tech expert Amber Mack has the details on some cool features.
The Nintendo Switch 2 is really all the rage these days. It's great to play at home or take on the go. It has a bigger screen, great color, great clarity as well. The new Joy-Con 2 controllers snap on magnetically, which is really cool, and a bunch of games as well. My son is a huge Zelda fan, so we really love Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment. There are other games out there too, but Mark, this is kind of perfect for any gamer in your family, and again, fun for the whole family.
And a couple of my recommendations are Metroid Prime 4 Beyond and Pokemon Legends. Super fun games for the Nintendo Switch 2. Nintendo.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
And welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. You can call that number or you can text it, and we will do everything we can to help you out. Right now, we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. Had some great discussions here. I want to switch into the fertilization because that's one of the things we think about in the early spring is you got to fertilize, whether it be the plants or the lawn. And you have a phenomenal bundle that you got for spring fertilizing.
Yes. So we have a product. It's a bundle. It's called the Get Started Bundle. So for people that have gardens that like to start their seeds early and get their gardens planted or already have your ornamentals planted, this is a great item to help feed your plants and nourish them with the 555 all natural plant food, and it also contains a 6-ounce container of fertilizer. So we've been talking to a lot of people lately. They're happy to get outside and they're asking us what can they do for their gardens and their plants. So this is a spring fertilizer dynamic duo. It is, like I said, the fertilizer is going to provide the nutrients to your plants. The fertilizer is going to help to keep those plants strong, help to build those root systems healthy. It's going to help to ward off the bad pathogens that could get into your plants and attack them. So it's a great combination. It's going to help your gardens, flowers, bushes, anything with a root system. They're going to have a successful season by using these. And again, like I said before, you can use it from the seed throughout the life cycle of the plant. So this bundle will make a great gift for Mother's Day. If you're giving your mom a plant that she can plant outside or keep inside, you know, you can give her the fertilizer and keep the fertilizer for yourself. We won't tell. You can find this bundle on our website at natural-alternative.com. It's under the grow section and you'll see it down there under called the Get Started bundle. And then for those people that need a phosphorus free fertilizer option, we do have a 505 available in a 20-pound bag and the 555 for the people that have the larger gardens and larger amounts of plants around. We do have that in a 20-pound bag as well. So it's a couple of great products to have that'll feed your plants all season long.
Definitely. And, you know, I've said this before, but whenever you buy something for a loved one that's a plant, you can give them just the plant and say, here you go. Or you can look at it and say, I'm going to get you everything you need and help you get these products so you don't have to say, well, what do I do next? What do I do next? And that's where something like that Get Started bundle comes into play. It's going that next step to show that you actually cared. You didn't just go, oh, that's pretty. Here it is.
So. Oh, absolutely. And the 555 and the fertilizer, when I was doing my vegetable garden, I would put those in the soil and I would water in the plants with the fertilizer mixed with the water, and my plants did very well. So we highly recommend that.
Awesome. Now let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about lawn fertilization. It is one of the hot topics that always comes up in the spring. It's one of the first things that a lot of people do. And so let's give them a little bit more information on what should be happening right now.
Sure. So like we mentioned, you know, the lawn's starting to wake up, the weather's starting to change, the soil's starting to warm up. So we want to, you know, recommend to everybody to start fertilizing your lawn. As the spring continues and your lawn is waking up, it needs nutrients to continue its spring push. It's hungry when it wakes up, so it needs the nutrients to keep growing. It's important for us to grow that root system, so that's going to help to make that grass plants stronger. And Natural Alternatives lawn fertilizers, they are designed to help create that thicker, healthier lawn and to help crowd out those weeds by doing so. Again, everything in our product is designed to, you know, be utilized by the plant. There's no fillers. We want to make sure, you know, that you're putting the right stuff down. So if you normally have crabgrass in your lawn, there's still time to apply your pre-emergent. I know people always, you know, worry about what time to get it down. And, you know, depending on where you are and what your temperatures are, you still have plenty of time to get it down because the air's been cold. The soil temperatures haven't warmed up yet. So if you need to, you can apply the inhibitor, which is our fertilizer with a crabgrass reducer. So again, you know, we talked, the winter has been long, weather has been erratic, there's still time. If you don't know for sure if it's too late, you can always call us at 888-546-5941. And if you don't put down the crabgrass, then you would want to put down your early spring fertilizer now. And this is, you know, again, helping your lawn wake up during this critical time of the year. And you'll notice that your lawn, when it is using the natural alternative fertilizer, you'll notice a difference in your lawn that it's this nice dark green color. And I talk about this a lot driving down my road. I can see the difference like in the line between my neighbor's house and ours because she does not use fertilizer, but ours does have the fertilizer and it is a nice, beautiful green.
It's definitely, I mean, you can see the difference. As you said, I didn't mean to come back with the same exact thing, but you can definitely see the difference between a lawn that is fertilized and not. It is just, it's night and day.
That's true. And I mean, that's the iron in there helping it, but it also has things, you'll see some sulfur in the fertilizer, some calcium. It's all those nutrients all rolled up into that, you know, that bag that helps the lawn. Your lawn may not know that you're using an organic, or you may not think that there's a difference between the organic and, you know, a synthetic product, but your lawn definitely knows it and it shows.
All right. Now, I've seen a lot of people out there working, and a lot of us should have done some of these things prior. But what are some things that, you know, some tips for the next, you know, couple weeks here?
Sure. So there are some people that have planted grass seed this spring. So if you had those bare areas, there's still time to put that down. That's going to help to fill in the areas where, you know, snow may have done some damage or the snow plows going through, and you needed to fill in those areas. You want to keep those new seedlings and that seed moist because it's very important that that seed stay moist because that helps the inside of the seed pop. It's going to swell and then that grass seedling can pop out of there. So keep those seedlings moist. You want to continue to water in for a couple weeks even after it started to germinate. For those that have started to mow your lawn, only mow it when you need it. If it doesn't need it, don't mow it. You want to avoid cutting off more than a third of the grass blades. We like to have a taller lawn. It helps to create that canopy over the weeds. If you have not started to mow yet, you know, and you haven't done a tune-up, it's a good time to look at your equipment and get the mower cleaned out from underneath, you know, change the oil, make sure you have no water in the gas, etc. So that's a good thing to be aware of. Continue to remove debris from your lawn and garden areas, like the leaves, the sticks, the pine needles and pine cones that may have come into your lawn. Just remember those pests such as ticks can hide in that leaf litter or the brush or the weeds. So make sure you're checking yourself. Be very vigilant on that. And basically get outside. Enjoy the warmer weather. Plant something fun and do something fun with your family and just get some fresh air.
Definitely. I will say this. To continue to remove debris, I feel like I am constantly doing that at my house right now. We 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago at this point, the girls went outside with me and I was like, all right, we're going to fill up wheelbarrows with sticks and debris and everything. And I got the normal sigh, but they went ahead and they did it. And we filled like 4 wheelbarrows full.
Wow.
I have to do it again. So it's, you know, I know that a lot of the trees in my backyard have had some issues. A lot of standing water had been there for a bit, then a major drought, and then standing water again. So they're going through a cycle that's no good.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it. But I'll tell you, when you said that, I'm like, oh, it doesn't stop.
It doesn't. And that wind has been really, like, it just doesn't seem to let up this year. It's like you walk outside and even though the sun's out, that air or the wind just makes it so much cooler.
Yeah, it definitely is. Now, want to go off topic for a second, but staying in the garden. So, a couple weeks ago, at the wrong time of year, I know, I dug up a big Japanese maple. Reason why I did it, it's in an area where the trees, if they don't go, they're not going to be there anymore. It's one or the other. Now, I used Protolizer, but here's the thing. I got out there, I realized, for some reason, I don't have a watering can in my house. So I did the recommended amount, kind of sprinkled it over the top, and then watered it in. Think I gotta just go get a watering can here, or do you think that was okay?
I mean, technically you're okay, but I would still get a watering can. It just makes it a lot easier. Plus, you can get it down to where the roots are. And the other part of it is, since you're talking about transplanting, it's great. Like, if you're pulling up a tree or, you know, a bush or something that you need to move, dig it up one day, soak it in a 5-gallon bucket of fertilizer and water, and then plant it another day, because those microbes, once they're in that root zone, they're going to work to protect it. So, you know, you're changing that environment where that plant was living. So it's going to go through some stress. So that fertilizer is going to help to avoid that transplant shock. It's going to help to make it an easy transition from one area to another. So if you can do it, if you have a 5-gallon bucket or something to put some water in and the fertilizer, that's definitely going to help protect that investment.
Yeah, well, I think I might need some fertilizer for myself, because I was so stressed out digging this tree up.
Aww.
It's in an area where it was got mostly shade for most of the time, so it's a tree that's stretched. It looks mm-hmm. for the sun.
Oh.
So it's bigger than it should be
yes.
at this point. I've dug it up. There's no way. It would have been like a 50-gallon.
Wow.
Container, right?
Wow.
It's probably a 16-foot green Japanese maple.
Oh, my.
But it's stretched, so it's not. So I needed to put it into a more sunny area. And I could finally get into this area because it wasn't mud anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do it a couple weeks ago. So I'm definitely going to go buy a watering can. I can't believe I don't have one.
I can't
use
either.
A fertilizer, because I'm going to use it every 2 weeks for,
good.
I don't know, to make sure that this maple makes it.
Yeah. So. Well, I'll let you know if you need a good person to run a chainsaw, my husband. Yeah, but he's cut down so many trees. If you need help, he can give you some tips.
Awesome. Well, Karen, I appreciate you coming on today. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great day, too.
We'll be back in a few.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Nearly 8 decades after the end of World War II, a 99-year-old American veteran made a journey back across the Atlantic, returning to the Czech city he helped liberate. As he arrived, the streets were lined with people waving American flags. Children sat on their parents' shoulders. Flowers were tossed gently toward him as he passed. For a moment, time seemed to fold in on itself. Young soldier then, honored hero now. He had been barely out of his teens when he first entered the city in 1945. Back then, the mission was survival. Now the mission was remembrance. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Seems like yesterday, but it's been 30 years since OnStar first debuted in GM vehicles. better than ever, OnStar is all about safety, which is why it comes in all vehicles 2025 and newer. Allison Cooperman from GM has more.
So OnStar Basics includes our remote commands with our mobile app. We have our connected navigation, our podcast, and as well as our audio streaming, and of course, our automatic crash notification.
And there's a few great in-vehicle features.
We have a mobile app, which is a really great tool to start your car up. One of my personal favorites is our Wi-Fi and in-vehicle connectivity. Our three kids, to go on road trips with them, put them in the vehicle, and they're connected up really quickly. It's a really great, relaxing drive for everybody involved when they're connected up to our Wi-Fi.
Find out more at OnStar.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And you can call us or text that phone number, and we'll try to get you on air with us to answer your questions. You can also email us. Remember, we're switching the email address to parentfamilygc@gmail.com. Again, parentfamilygc@gmail.com, and love to hear from you guys. Had a number of text messages in the first hour. Love it. You can just send it whenever you need to, and then we can get it on the next show. So perfect stuff. you know, talking about some raspberries, talking about fertilizing, a lot of topics that we're thinking about right now. And then the great conversation we just had with Karen, top of the line, great stuff as always. You know, it was the tick and mosquito conversation started, I mean, last week. Karen and I, you know, do talk about different topics to come up with. And she sent me an article about how, what's going on with ticks this year and how it's just risen since 2017. And she actually, she had a colleague of hers, John Steiner, write up a bunch of information as well for us so I could have it, so I can discuss it as needed. We kind of went over it. Karen did a lot of the points from it. But I'll tell you, it's something you got to keep an eye out. We always kind of forget about it in the early spring and the fall. We're very aware of it during the season, you know, during those summer months when we're outside. But as I said to Karen, I've already found a couple on my dog. And this time of year, we usually shave her down to just a little bit. I have a golden doodle. She gets matty during the winter months, playing in the snow, etc. So she gets to a point where you're like, all right, it's time for your shave. Even with it shaved down, we were having a hard time seeing ticks. So it's something that's out there you're just not thinking of. And so that's where this information is coming from, why we're having it. And it is something to keep in mind. You know, they're there. And, you know, our dogs get them usually before us because they're so close to the ground. But when you have kids, they're just as close to the ground as some of the dogs sometimes. And they're right there. So we want to protect our pets, our family, everyone around us. So it is a good time to put down some of this application. I know we've had a lot of rain. We've had cooler temperatures. And I know it's still early spring, even though we're a month in. But we want to spray. And we want to take care of it early. And we're going to need to repeat it throughout the season. But it needs to get done. It's going to protect you. We're only going to spend more time outside at this point in time. It's only going to be more active out there. And so why not take care of it? Now, make sure the application isn't right before a heavy rain. You know, we've been having spitting type rain. We've also had that heavy downpour where it's like a half an inch in the day. The spitting type rain is okay. But that half an inch to an inch of rain where it's just downpour, make sure you're not spraying for those mosquitoes and ticks right before that. Wait till it's gone by and then spray. It's also very good to spray at night. When, you know, pollinators have gone back to their homes, so that you're just taking one extra step to not affect them, right? So it doesn't matter if it's organic or not. If you were to spray right on top of a pollinator, it could affect them. So that's why we try to go on the times that they're not out there. And the best time is at night, when the sun is starting to go down, the temperatures have started to cool off a little bit, and you can take care of it. Well, that's going to do it for today. I appreciate everybody for joining us. We'll be back next week. Until then, get out there, plant something. We'll talk at you all later. Have a good one, everybody.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back. Through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Iran war has much of the world focused on the fragile supply lines for Middle East oil, sparking renewed interest in Alaska's vast oil resources. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum.
At one point, you know, this was a state that was producing almost 2 million barrels a day. Now it's down to less than 500,000 a day. We've got a pipeline with excess capacity. We've got Japan getting 92% of their oil from the Strait of Hormuz.
Interior Secretary Doug Burgum was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Australia is proposing a new tax on big U.S. tech companies, drawing pushback from the Trump administration.
Australia plans a 2.25% levy on the gross revenues of companies like Meta, Google, and TikTok, unless they strike deals to fund local journalism. The goal is to force platforms to pay for the news content they distribute and help struggling media outlets. Companies can cut that rate to about 1.5% by reaching agreements with publishers. The tax could raise up to $250 million annually. A Trump spokesperson calls the move foreign extortion and says the U.S. will push back. John Scott reporting.
Economist Steve Moore says President Trump's energy policies are working.
Under Donald J. Trump, the United States is energy independent for the first time in 50 years. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I was even surprised to learn that myself. We are a net exporter of oil and gas, so we're not as reliant on the Middle East as we used to be. And that happened thanks to Trump and the shale revolution.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Golden Tempo has won the Kentucky Derby at odds of 23-1 to make Sherry Laveau the first woman to train the winner of the opening leg of the Triple Crown. DeVoe is just the second female trainer to win any Triple Crown race after Jenna Annatucci won with Arcangelo in the 2023 Belmont Stakes. News and analysis at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
The days appear to be numbered for one of the world's most famous dogs.
Albany residents love Nipper, a giant dog statue perched atop a warehouse for nearly seven decades. This 28-foot statue depicting the famous RCA dog listening to a phonograph has become a local icon. Parents pointed out to kids and Nipper merchandise is popular. However, that pride is now tempered with concern for Nipper's future. After years of litigation, the unused four-story warehouse on which Nipper sits was recently marked by a red placard with a white slash, a warning to firefighters and other first responders to use caution when entering. Keith Peters reporting.
The Eta Aquarii meteor shower will soon light the sky, but a bright moon will spoil the fun this year, making the display harder to glimpse. The shower will peak Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, and views will be best in the southern hemisphere. In the north, sky watchers will likely see fewer than 10 meteors per hour. More news at townhall.com. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from stripping temporary deportation protections for nearly 3,000 Yemeni nationals living in the U.S.
The judge says that the temporary protected status that was repeatedly granted to them should be extended again. Judge Dale E. Ho, in a written opinion, said those granted the status are ordinary, law-abiding people who the U.S. government had determined could face threats to their safety if they were returned to a country facing an ongoing armed conflict. The judge noted other instances where courts have recently permitted those who have fled other countries under various circumstances to stay in the United States. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Justice Department says posting a photo of seashells arranged to say 8647 is a threat to the 47th president, President Trump. Former FBI Director Comey disagrees and says he'll fight a Justice Department indictment accusing him of threatening the president after two counts of the indictment. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Got an old car sitting in your yard? The Reading Piano Angels program accepts the donation of any and all types of vehicles. Sedans, trucks, minivans, campers, RVs, boats, trailers, motorcycles, even go-karts. Your donation of that unwanted vehicle could help support the work of Piano Angels in our area. You can go to readingpianoangels.com and click on the car. Call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Everybody calls to say Lions. Yeah, Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the pitch. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Turtle Bay is glowing wild, and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart. Advertise local. Advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got their money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
I'm Paul's youngest son, and I am going to be here for the next hour and do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening problems. And as promised, we have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. We've had some weird cold temperatures and ups and downs, and spring doesn't know what day it is, but hey, you know, we're moving right along.
It's been a crazy long winter and erratic spring so far.
Definitely. And, you know, I just want it to go, well, I want to say normal, but what's really normal?
Nothing
anymore.
I want it to
go in a beneficial way for us.
There you go. Yes, please.
That's the hope. But what happens when the spring actually hits, and what's actually happening out there is, you know, there's a lot of news out there about ticks, and yeah, it's starting to become a concern early this year, and you guys have some great information you've passed along to me, but you guys have some information you'd love to pass along to the listener as well.
Absolutely. So our sister company, Natural Lawn of America, received a news bulletin late last week indicating that the CDC is seeing the highest level of ER visits for tick bites in nearly a decade. So we started looking into this, and it looks like each year 31 million people are experiencing tick bites. The risk is real, it's widespread, and this season has already started, and it's aggressive. So we wanted to bring this information to you for your listeners, as it's a serious issue everyone should be aware of as you head outdoors. Like we said, the winter's taking a long time to get done, and everybody just wants to get outside, but now we have these ticks to be aware of. So ticks are found in every state, but the Northeast is leading the country right now, and that's an important point for your listeners, because ticks are not just a nuisance pest, they are a real health awareness issue. So make sure you have conversations with your family, especially your children and friends. One of the biggest misconceptions is that ticks are only a deep woods problem. People can pick them up on the edges of your lawn, along bushy borders, in the leaf litter that's around your house, in the landscape areas, near stone walls and wood piles. So it's important to be aware that you could pick up a tick anywhere, basically. And that's why this topic matters so much. It's the risk is often much closer to the house than people think. It's also important to say that not every tick carries disease and not every tick bite leads to illness, but the seriousness of the tick bite shouldn't be overlooked. The tick season is not just a summer issue. We've talked about this before, as ticks can be active anytime temperatures are above freezing, and the regional experts have noted that the nymph activity is beginning earlier than it used to. So by the time people start noticing ticks, the season is already underway, so we want people to be aware, and there's some things they can do to protect themselves. So one, try to stay out of the tall grass when possible. When you're out hiking, walk in the middle of the trails. Wear protective clothing that helps to cover the skin. Use bug spray to help deter the ticks from getting onto you. And very important, like we said earlier, perform tick checks after spending time outdoors, including your children and pets. So if you find a tick on you, if it's attached, remove it right away with tweezers, grasp as close to the skin as possible, and pull upwards. After removal, make sure you clean the area and watch for symptoms. And if you have questions on what symptoms to look for or for, you know, how to detach a tick, our Know and Grow library does have some articles on ticks. Following up on the tick season, we have mosquito season, and that's coming soon. Typically, the season starts in the warmer zones, and as temperatures rise, it starts going heading up north. So remember, any standing water you have in your gutters, irrigation runoff, buckets, toys, plastic plant saucers can become a source for mosquitoes. Also, any area of overgrowth, such as weeds and bushes that you may have on your property, could be areas for breeding. And then make sure that you're treating your property with natural alternatives, mosquito, tick, and flea control to help minimize the injury these pests are coming onto your property. Now, this one product will help control pests and protect you from your family. It's made from cedar oil and peppermint oil. You can enjoy the outdoors without that chemical spray. Now, our product is safe for pollinators, which is very important to us, and it's safe for the beneficial insects. So you have peace of mind that you're choosing an environmentally friendly product yet it still provides great results. So we have this product. It comes in an 8-ounce hose end spray bottle that attaches to your garden hose, so it's an easy way to apply. And it's going to treat up to 10,000 square feet. We also have a concentrated formula called Tick Kills for larger lawns or to refill that hose end sprayer. So it's important to spray underneath the tree and shrub leaves where mosquitoes can hide. You can spray it on your lawns and mulched areas and back behind your property to help keep those ticks at a minimum. You can re-enter your lawn once the material has dried so you're not tracking it indoors, and avoid spraying it on vegetables or fruit trees and around ponds because you don't want the oil to get onto the fish gills. Now, we also offer those personal spray bottles that you can use on yourself and your family to help prevent the mosquitoes from attacking you. And these bottles are made from essential oils. They smell great. They do not contain DEET. And they come in convenient bundles of 2-ounce bottles to easily slip into like a golf bag, purse, diaper bag, backpacks, or fishing boxes. Bundles actually include a 6-ounce bottle, which is great for a family size. These items are found on our website, natural-alternative.com, under the pest section. And I did want to point out that if you don't have the time or ability to treat your property yourself, you can always check out the naturallawn.com website to see if there's a location in your area that can come out to your property and spray for mosquitoes and ticks. And these are the professional applicators who are well trained to help make sure you're protecting your family and have maximum control.
Awesome. That's, stepping back to the ticks for a second, they have definitely been out there, already taken a few off the dog.
And, wow.
It every time we come in, we're checking. So I know it feels, it's definitely started earlier. And with you sharing that information to me prior to our conversation today, it just felt really important to start discussing. You know, when we discuss ticks, we're always at the end of the season, like it's still tick season. It goes until the ground freezes.
Yeah.
Now we're on the other side and we got to say, hey, it's early, but it's already started.
Yes. It is, and it's good to be aware and, you know, be vigilant about making sure that you're protecting yourself and your family while you're outside working, because like I said, everybody wants to be outside after such a long winter.
Definitely, and, you know, I've been out there personally in the yard doing a lot more work, and every time I drive around on the weekend, there's more and more people out there just getting stuff cleaned up. You know, we've had a few weeks here where it's warmed up a little bit, had a little bit of rain, well, a lot of bit of rain. That's not really perfect English, but we've had a good amount of rain. And so things are growing, which means the grass is growing. The underbrush and the woods are starting to grow a little bit. So there's a little bit more area for the ticks to hide and for mosquitoes to start forming. So it's definitely time to be thinking about it. And again, it's at, we can get the mosquito, tick and flea control on your website. What part of the website is it again?
So again, the website is natural-alternative.com. And if you click on the pest section, that'll take you down to the area where you'll see it. It'll say mosquito and tick and flea control. So you're actually using one product to control a bunch of nuisance pests to help get rid of the ticks and the fleas and the mosquitoes. And you'll also see the personal mosquito repellent bottles there as well.
Awesome. Yeah, we love those personal repellents. We take them everywhere. We use them all around our house as well. So
I love them.
Definitely a good one to have. So I definitely recommend adding one of those to it or getting that repellent spray bundle. Now, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in a few with more from Karen and Natural Alternatives, so stay tuned.
scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action, divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
At a Colorado food distribution event, a Vietnam veteran simply known as Tony moves constantly between vehicles loading groceries and greeting neighbors. Tony volunteers with veteran service organizations providing food boxes to hundreds of military families annually. He says volunteering gave him renewed purpose after retirement. Seeing need firsthand motivates him to return week after week. It hurts to see people struggling, he explains, but it's nice to give back. For Tony, service didn't end when he left Vietnam. It just changed uniforms. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
From terrible weather to rolling brownouts and blackouts, power outages today are a major concern. And so to keep your appliances and other powered devices working, Anker Solix has a great solution. David Taylor from Anker Solix explains.
Most people know us from our battery banks, our phone chargers, mobile accessories like that. That's where we got our start. All of the portable power stations, the easiest way to do it is just plug it into any wall socket, wait for it to fully charge. It won't take that long, and then you can kind of stow it away in a closet until the grid goes down or any other time you want to use it. A lot of models, though, are able to be integrated with solar. We do have accessories that will allow you to interface with that and
awesome.
Charge the batteries with your solar.
Head over to AnkerSolix.com for more. That's AnkerSolix.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You know the rush when you reach that goal, when something you've worked for pays off? That's success. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why we offer a skills-based education that helps move your career forward. Learn how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science. Build your leadership and critical thinking skills. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
welcome back to the show. We have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us. And last week I talked a little bit about it, but something we need to really think about early and throughout the season is grub control on your lawn. And there's a bunch of different ways to figure out how it's happening, a bunch of different products. But I'd love to hear it from you, because I know sometimes when it comes from multiple people, it does make more sense.
Sure, absolutely. So, again, we're starting to see growth.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
On in search of the grub. So it's important that you get a product to put down to help control this from happening. The Grub Gone is a great product. It helps to control all types of white grub. So if you don't know what type of grub you have, use the Grub Gone because it's going to work on all types of grubs. And it's easy to apply. It's a spreadable product and it's non-toxic, which is really important to us. It's OMRI registered and it's a safer option than traditional chemicals. So we offer it in a 10-pound bag and a 40-pound bag. You can find these again on our website at natural-alternative.com under the pest section. If you use your PPGC coupon code when checking out, you'll get 10% off. And again, one of the reasons we like this product and why we brought it to our website is it's a biological grub control. So it's not a chemical. It's a product that is made from a bacteria that helps to disrupt the grub feeding. So it's actually effectively controlling the larvae in the lawn, and you can use it in your lawn and in around your gardens. It's just a nice product to be able to use.
Definitely. You mentioned, it's hard to figure out which grub you have. And it brings me back to when I was in college when my professor was like, so here are all these different grubs. How are you going to tell? And it's like, well, you got to get a microscope out and you got to look at the base of them to see the markings to see which one it is. And it's like, I'm not going to actually study a grub in my yard. I'm not going to put it in a microscope to say, well, actually, it looks like a European Schaefer beetle. That's just not what's going to happen. But that's why Grub Gone is so good, because it does all of those while protecting the beneficial insects that are out there.
Yeah, it's a great product and we've had really good results with it. And like you said, nobody wants to identify a grub unless it's somebody in the industry, and then they like to do that. But, I'm not touching it. I'll kill it. I don't want to see it, touch it. I'm not going to look at it.
Definitely. But it is a great product. You also have the Milky Spore, powder available as well.
Yes. And Milky Spore is a great product too. It's a birational as well. And it is designed to treat the Japanese beetle grub. Now, this product is a powder that you would have to put down every so many inches or so many feet. But it can last in your lawn and protect your lawn from the Japanese beetle grub, I think up to 10 to 15 years. So it takes a while to get to work. It can take up to 3 years to totally inoculate your lawn from the grubs, but it is a great product and it stays there and works.
It does. And like we said, though, the big difference here is this is for just Japanese beetle grubs.
Yes.
You're going to have to go in there and identify them.
So
that's why that Grub Gone is such a great product. Now, we're going to take a break here. Got some more information on lawn fertilizing coming up with Karen from Natural Alternatives. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Cheyenne, Wyoming, a group of community volunteers, including bank employees and veteran advocates, joined forces in September to renovate the outdoor courtyard at the VA Cheyenne Healthcare Facility. What began as a simple service day turned into a meaningful community collaboration. More than a dozen volunteers pulled weeds, stained benches, and revitalized outdoor spaces near the Veteran Experience office, all to make the environment more welcoming for veterans and their families visiting for appointments. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Nintendo Switch 2 is a versatile, hybrid video game console with three main modes, TV, tabletop, and handheld, that allow it to be used at home or on the go. Tech expert Amber Mack has the details on some cool features.
The Nintendo Switch 2 is really all the rage these days. It's great to play at home or take on the go. It has a bigger screen, great color, great clarity as well. The new Joy-Con 2 controllers snap on magnetically, which is really cool, and a bunch of games as well. My son is a huge Zelda fan, so we really love Hyrule Warriors Age of Imprisonment. There are other games out there too, but Mark, this is kind of perfect for any gamer in your family, and again, fun for the whole family.
And a couple of my recommendations are Metroid Prime 4 Beyond and Pokemon Legends. Super fun games for the Nintendo Switch 2. Nintendo.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications the top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
And welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201.
You can call that number or you can text it, and we will do everything we can to help you out. Right now, we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. Had some great discussions here. I want to switch into the fertilization because that's one of the things we think about in the early spring is you've got to fertilize, whether it be the plants or the lawn. And you have a phenomenal bundle that you got for spring fertilizing.
Yes. So we have a product. It's a bundle. It's called the Get Started Bundle. So for people that have gardens that like to start their seeds early and get their gardens planted or already have your ornamentals planted, this is a great item to help feed your plants and nourish them with the 555 all natural plant food, and it also contains a 6-ounce container of fertilizer. So we've been talking to a lot of people lately. They're happy to get outside and they're asking us what can they do for their gardens and their plants. So this is a spring fertilizer dynamic duo. It is, like I said, the fertilizer is going to provide the nutrients to your plants. The fertilizer is going to help to keep those plants strong, help to build those root systems healthy. It's going to help to ward off the bad pathogens that could get into your plants and attack them. So it's a great combination. It's going to help your gardens, flowers, bushes, anything with a root system. They're going to have a successful season by using these. And again, like I said before, you can use it from the seed throughout the life cycle of the plant. So this bundle will make a great gift for Mother's Day. If you're giving your mom a plant that she can plant outside or keep inside, you know, you can give her the fertilizer and keep the fertilizer for yourself. We won't tell. You can find this bundle on our website at natural-alternative.com. It's under the grow section and you'll see it down there under called the Get Started Bundle. And then for those people that need a phosphorus free fertilizer option, we do have the 505 available in a 20-pound bag and the 555 for the people that have the larger gardens and larger amounts of plants around. We do have that in a 20-pound bag as well. So it's a couple of great products to have that'll feed your plants all season long.
Definitely. And, you know, I've said this before, but whenever you buy something for a loved one that's a plant, you can give them just the plant and say, here you go. Or you can look at it and say, I'm going to get you everything you need and help you get these products so you don't have to say, well, what do I do next? What do I do next? And that's where something like that Get Started bundle comes into play. It's going that next step to show that you actually cared. You didn't just go, oh, that's pretty. Here it is.
So. Oh, absolutely. And the 555 and the fertilizer, when I was doing my vegetable garden, I would put those in the soil and I would water in the plants with the fertilizer mixed with the water, and my plants did very well. So we highly recommend that.
Awesome. Now let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about lawn fertilization. It is one of the hot topics that always comes up in the spring. It's one of the first things that a lot of people do. And so let's give them a little bit more information on what should be happening right now.
Sure. So like we just mentioned, you know, the lawn's starting to wake up, the weather's starting to change, the soil's starting to warm up. So we want to, you know, recommend to everybody to start fertilizing your lawn. As the spring continues and your lawn is waking up, it needs nutrients to continue its spring push. It's hungry when it wakes up, so it needs the nutrients to keep growing. It's important for us to grow that root system, so that's going to help to make that grass plants stronger. And Natural Alternatives lawn fertilizers, they are designed to help create that thicker, healthier lawn and to help crowd out those weeds by doing so. Again, everything in our product is designed to, you know, be utilized by the plant. There's no fillers. We want to make sure, you know, that you're putting the right stuff down. So if you normally have crabgrass in your lawn, there's still time to apply your pre-emergent. I know people will always, you know, worry about what time to get it down. And, you know, depending on where you are and what your temperatures are, you still have plenty of time to get it down because the air's been cold. The soil temperatures haven't warmed up yet. So if you need to, you can apply the inhibitor, which is our fertilizer with a crabgrass reducer. So again, you know, we talked, the winter has been long, weather has been erratic, there's still time. If you don't know for sure if it's too late, you can always call us at 888-546-5941. And if you don't put down the crabgrass, then you would want to put down your early spring fertilizer now. And this is, you know, again, helping your lawn wake up during this critical time of the year. And you'll notice that your lawn, when it is using the natural alternative fertilizer, you'll notice a difference in your lawn, that it's this nice dark green color. And I talk about this a lot. Driving down my road, I can see the difference, like in the line between my neighbor's house and ours, because she does not use fertilizer, but ours does have the fertilizer, and it is a nice, beautiful green.
It's definitely, I mean, you can see the difference. As you said, I didn't mean to come back with the same exact thing, but you can definitely see the difference between a lawn that is fertilized and not. It is just, it's night and day.
That's true. And I mean, that's the iron in there helping it, but it also has things, you'll see some sulfur in the fertilizer, some calcium. It's all those nutrients all rolled up into that, you know, that bag that helps the lawn. Your lawn may not know that you're using an organic, or you may not think that there's a difference between the organic and, you know, a synthetic product, but your lawn definitely knows it, and it shows.
All right. Now, I've seen a lot of people out there working, and a lot of us should have done some of these things prior, but what are some things that, you know, some tips for the next, you know, couple weeks here?
Sure. So there are some people that have planted grass seed this spring. So if you had those bare areas, there's still time to put that down. That's going to help to fill in the areas where, you know, snow may have done some damage, or the snow plows going through, and you needed to fill in those areas. You want to keep those new seedlings and that seed moist, because it's very important that that seed stay moist, because that helps the inside of the seed pop. It's going to swell, and then that grass seedling can pop out of there. So keep those seedlings moist. You want to continue to water in for a couple weeks, even after it started to germinate. For those that have started to mow your lawn, only mow it when you need it. If it doesn't need it, don't mow it. You want to avoid cutting off more than a third of the grass blades. We like to have a taller lawn. It helps to create that canopy over the weeds. If you have not started to mow yet, you know, and you haven't done a tune-up, it's a good time to look at your equipment and get the mower cleaned out from underneath, you know, change the oil, make sure you have no water in the gas, etc. So that's a good thing to be aware of. Continue to remove debris from your lawn and garden areas, like the leaves, the sticks, the pine needles and pine cones that may have come into your lawn. Just remember, those pests such as ticks can hide in that leaf litter or the brush or the weeds, so make sure you're checking yourself. Be very vigilant on that. And basically, get outside. Enjoy the warmer weather. Plant something fun and do something fun with your family, and just get some fresh air.
Definitely. I will say this. To continue to remove debris, I feel like I am constantly doing that at my house right now. Two weeks ago, at this point, the girls went outside with me, and I was like, all right, we're going to fill up wheelbarrows with sticks and debris and everything. And I got the normal sigh, but they went ahead and they did it. And we filled like four wheelbarrows full.
Wow.
I have to do it again.
Oh, no.
So it's, you know, I know that a lot of the trees in my backyard have had some issues. A lot of standing water had been there for a bit, then a major drought, and then standing water again. So they're going through a cycle that's no good.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it. But I'll tell you, when you said that, I'm like, oh, it doesn't stop.
It doesn't. And that wind has been really, like, it just doesn't seem to let up this year. It's like you walk outside and even though the sun's out, that air or the wind just makes it so much cooler.
Yeah, it definitely is. Now, want to go off topic for a second, but staying in the garden. So, a couple weeks ago, at the wrong time of year, I know, I dug up a big Japanese maple. Reason why I did it, it's in an area where the trees, if they don't go, they're not going to be there anymore. It's one or the other. Now, I used protolizer, but here's the thing. I got out there, I realized, for some reason, I don't have a watering can in my house. So I did the recommended amount, kind of sprinkled it over the top and then watered it in. Think I gotta just go get a watering can here, or do you think that was okay?
I mean, technically you're okay, but I would still get a watering can. It just makes it a lot easier. Plus you can get it down to where the roots are. And the other part of it is, since you're talking about transplanting, it's great. Like if you're pulling up a tree or, you know, a bush or something that you need to move, dig it up one day, soak it in.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Fertilizer, because I'm going to use it every 2 weeks for,
good.
I don't know, to make sure that this maple makes it.
Yeah. So. Well, I'll let you know if you need a good person to run a chainsaw, my husband. Yeah, but he's cut down so many trees. If you need help, he can give you some tips.
Awesome. Well, Karen, I appreciate you coming on today. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great day, too.
We'll be back in a few.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
Nearly eight decades after the end of World War II, a 99-year-old American veteran made a journey back across the Atlantic, returning to the Czech city he helped liberate. As he arrived, the streets were lined with people waving American flags. Children sat on their parents' shoulders. Flowers were tossed gently toward him as he passed. For a moment, time seemed to fold in on itself. Young soldier then, honored hero now. He had been barely out of his teens when he first entered the city in 1945. Back then, the mission was survival. Now the mission was remembrance. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere. This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Seems like yesterday, but it's been 30 years since OnStar first debuted in GM vehicles. Better than ever, OnStar is all about safety, which is why it comes in all vehicles 2025 and newer. Allison Cooperman from GM has more.
So OnStar Basics includes our remote commands with our mobile app. We have our connected navigation, our podcast, and as well as our audio streaming, and of course, our automatic crash notification.
And there's a few great in-vehicle features.
We have a mobile app, which is a really great tool to start your car up. One of my personal favorites is our Wi-Fi and in-vehicle connectivity. Our three kids, to go on road trips with them, put them in the vehicle, and they're connected up really quickly. It's a really great, relaxing drive for everybody involved when they're connected up to our Wi-Fi.
Find out more at OnStar.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, workout, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Oil prices, the defense budget, and a reorganization of the Western Hemisphere. There's something coming together. Find out what on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
welcome back to the show. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. And you can call us or text that phone number, and we'll try to get you on air with us to answer your questions. You can also email us. Remember, we're switching the email address to parentfamilygc@gmail.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Had a number of text messages in the first hour. Love it. You can just send it whenever you need to, and then we can get it on the next show. So perfect stuff. You know, talking about some raspberries, talking about fertilizing. A lot of topics that we're thinking about right now. And then the great conversation we just had with Karen, top of the line. Great stuff, as always. You know, it was... The tick and mosquito conversation started, I mean, last week. Karen and I, you know, do talk about different topics to come up with. And she sent me an article about how, what's going on with ticks this year and how it's just risen since 2017. And she actually... she had a colleague of hers, John Steiner, write up a bunch of information as well for us so I could have it, so I can discuss it as needed. We kind of went over it. Karen did a lot of the points from it. But I'll tell you, it's something you got to keep an eye out. We always kind of forget about it in the early spring and the fall. We're very aware of it during the season. You know, during those summer months when we're outside. But as I said to Karen, I've already found a couple on my dog. And this time of year, we usually shave her down to just a little bit. I have a golden doodle. She gets matty during the winter months, playing in the snow, etc. So she gets to a point where you're like, all right, it's time for your shave. Even with it shaved down, we were having a hard time seeing ticks. So... It's something that's out there you're just not thinking of. And so that's where this information is coming from, why we're having it. And it is something to keep in mind. You know, they're there. And, you know, our dogs get them usually before us because they're so close to the ground. But when you have kids, they're just as close to the ground as some of the dogs sometimes, and they're right there. So we want to protect our pets, our family, everyone around us. So it is a good time to put down some of this application. I know we've had a lot of rain. We've had cooler temperatures. And I know it's still early spring, even though we're a month in. But... we want to spray, and we want to take care of it early. And we're going to need to repeat it throughout the season, but it needs to get done. It's going to protect you. We're only going to spend more time outside for at this point in time. It's only going to be more active out there. And so why not take care of it? Now, make sure the application isn't right before a heavy rain. You know, we've been having spitting type rain. We've also had that heavy downpour where it's like a half an inch in the day. The spitting type rain is okay. But that half an inch to an inch of rain where it's just downpour, make sure you're not spraying for those mosquitoes and ticks right before that. Wait till it's gone by and then spray. It's also very good to spray at night when, you know, pollinators have gone back to their homes so that you're just taking one extra step to not affect them, right? So it doesn't matter if it's organic or not. If you were to spray right on top of a pollinator, it could affect them. So that's why we try to go on the times that they're not out there. And the best time is at night when the sun is starting to go down, the temperatures have started to cool off a little bit, and you can take care of it. Well, that's going to do it for today. I appreciate everybody for joining us. We'll be back next week. Until then, get out there, plant something. We'll talk at you all later. Have a good one, everybody.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as a...
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. Big show Thursday coming your direction. Harry Cole's going to be with us from The Sun, editor at large. Great to look at the Kings, the King and Queen being in town in Washington. Then, of course, in New York City, where they visited the 9/11 memorial, and then they split off. Queen went to the library, and the King went to Harlem to do an environmental project, or to view an environmental project. We'll cover all the trip. I think today is the last day, and I think, you know, normally it's ceremonial, what's the big deal, but I think he is really representing the Western Alliance, because they have totally let us down on Iran, and they have some of the statements coming out of there show a fracture, and the King and the President get along. Can't say that with a lot of the prime ministers and the chancellor, especially of Germany. So before we get to Senator James Lankford, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
Everybody is clawing for every single seat. Feeling between the two parties is as bitter as I've ever seen it. And the result is what you're seeing now is this headlong race to redistrict any place you can redistrict in order to advance yourself.
Wow, that is Britt Hume talking about the Titanic decision by the Supreme Court. Massive impact prevents any state from using race to gerrymander their district. This could be a chain reaction event that could send a number of districts right to the right. Will it impact the midterms? We'll discuss.
Number two.
These images obtained by the Washington Post show the suspect hunched as he allegedly fired one blast from his shotgun. The uniformed Secret Service agent at the bottom left of your screen quickly pulls his weapon and begins to fire. The Secret Service says that agent fired five times. The suspect then stumbled and fell unharmed right at guest and Navy veteran Aaron Thielman's feet.
Isn't that weird? Not hit. We're still trying to figure out who hit the Secret Service agent, but it wasn't a friendly fire incident. That's all we know. Unwinding and evaluating the action of the Secret Service during the White House Correspondents' Dinner will bring you the latest.
Number one.
They've come a long way. The question is whether or not they're going to go far enough. So at this moment, there will never be a deal unless they agree that there will be no nuclear weapons.
Back to war. Plans outlined and made public as Scott Bessent continues to strip their secret hidden wealth. And the market is not happy. Although the market at this moment is up, we believe the new inflation numbers are out and they're very low. So that is good news. I think it's 0.7%. And we're trying to grow at 2%. Get inflation down to 2%. Then you can drop rates. Senator James Lankford joins us now. Senator, it's pretty good news on inflation, right?
I'll take any good news we can get right now, but Americans are looking for prices to go down and gasoline to go down. That's legit. We all get it.
Senator, we know, too, the number one story is affordability, gas prices, and they were going in the right direction into the war. Did the president make the right decision?
Oh, he made the right decision. This is the hard decisions that presidents have to make on this. Iran's been attacking the United States for almost 5 decades now, trying to find some way to be able to kill Americans, as they've done over and over and over again. The president is pushed back on a bully and said, you're going to stop on this. You're not going to do it, and you're not going to have a nuclear weapon. This is an apocalyptic regime that they feel like if they had a nuclear weapon, they could bring on the 12th Imam and all kinds of things in this particular sect of some of the leadership and this this belief that they have on it. We cannot allow someone like that to have a nuclear weapon to be able to carry out their acts of terrorism. What the president's focused in on is free flow of commerce to the Strait of Hormuz. That should be standard everywhere in the world on it. Can't have acts of terrorism and supporting acts of terrorism, and can't have a nuclear weapon. That's straightforward, and the president had to make a hard decision that presidents have to make.
Senator, I know we're not in the last throes of a deal, but I would say ballistic missile production as well as funding proxies have to be involved in it. I mean, the Strait of Hormuz, that's international waters. It's not the Panama Canal. You know, we'd have a problem if Panama shut down their canal. We'd have to take action. So, but in this case, they're not close. And here's what I've been told by military people and people that know the area. You know, we get gas at $4 or $5 a gallon, and there's going to be a regime change here in an election. But in Iran, their currency is worthless. Their inflation is at something like 50 or 60%. They've lost 2 million jobs since this whole thing started. But it doesn't matter. They got the guns. They don't care about their people. Right. They are willing to. They are capable of withstanding the economic pressure that Scott Bessent is putting on them, and that going back and finishing the job militarily might be necessary. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it is typical socialism and a dictatorship that they have in Iran, where they really don't care about the people of Iran. The leaders are protected. They'll have money. They'll have ability to be able to travel. They'll have all those things. But the people are living under their oppression. They'll not only murder them in the streets and just leave their bodies in the street if they protest, but they also don't care about their day-to-day life. And so it's very difficult to be able to put pressure on them. So what the president's trying to do is to be able to put enough economic pressure that it even affects those leaders in that socialist country, that they will also feel the pressure of this and continue to have their own people be able to push back on them at a level they've got to be able to give.
I think you're being kind of saying socialist. That's a brutal dictatorship. The documented actions, $344 million seized under those under their widespread illicit accounts. They've gone out of their way to take away what many people think is the way you do illegal activity, they say, is through crypto. $350 million they seized already, $100 million recently. Overall, between they'll get up to $500 million, and they're trying to track down their accounts. And you know who's helping us? The UAE. They are all in. Broke from OPEC, trying to reinvigorate relationships or invigorate relationships with Israel. And Israel came over and gave them portions of an Iron Dome to get ready should war happen again. They were targeted more than Israel. Things are really changing in the Middle East in real time.
Yeah, things are changing very, very rapidly. Part of this blockade effort that the president has as well is to be able to put pressure on China, to be able to put pressure on Iran. China is one of those primary buyers of Iranian oil. On it, if the president blockades Iran, it won't be long before China is calling their proxy, Iran, and saying it's time for you to be able to knock this off, because we also need access to energy. So the president is trying to smartly handle this in a diplomatic way, to be able to put maximum amount of pressure on Iran to be able to come to the table and to be able to stop their acts of terrorism.
So, Senator, right now we see that Pete Hegseth and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dan Kane, are going to be in front of the Senate. That's not your committee today. But what questions do you have?
Yeah, I serve on the Intelligence Committee. They're coming in front of the Armed Services Committee today, actually. But the questions are going to be out there. How are things going? What are processing? I would hope that a lot of folks that are actually speaking to Pete Hegseth today will say, please pass on to the troops our gratitude. Because while Americans are saying a price of gasoline has gone up $1.50, those folks are literally putting their lives on the line in that region to be able to protect America and Americans from acts of terrorism. So I would hope there's a lot of folks that are actually saying to Pete Hegseth, please pass on to the men and women that are putting their lives on the line. We're griping about gas prices while you're laying your life on the line. That's a whole different issue.
So I want you to hear some of the sparring that takes place. People aren't looking for answers. They're looking for blood. And they're looking for Pete Hegseth, basically, to say he's not good at the job and the president just starts wars willy-nilly. Listen to this exchange, Cut 19.
Do you know how much it will cost Americans in terms of their increased cost in gas and food over the next year because of the Iran war?
I would simply ask you what the cost is of an Iranian nuclear bomb.
I'm going to give you that opportunity.
I would simply ask you what the... You're playing gotcha questions about domestic things. I'm not...
You're saying it's a gotcha question to ask what it's going to be in terms of the increased
cost
of
gas? Why won't you answer what it costs to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear bomb?
I give you that, sir, but let me...
What would it cost? What would you pay to ensure Iran doesn't get a nuclear bomb?
What would you pay? I reclaim my time. Do you not know? You had no one do the analysis of what the increased cost of gas and food on the American people are going to be?
What is the cost of Iran holding that straight at issue with nuclear weapons?
It's $631 billion, which means it's an increase of $5,000 a year for American households.
So why the Secretary of War, Defense in the past, that's not his job. His job is to get an objective, get a goal, hear it from the president, make his recommendations, and then implement that job. If he says to the president, well, gas will go up to $3.20, they'll say, what are you talking about? That's not your job. So what's he even doing, running for president instead of asking a real question?
That is exactly what's actually happened, trying to be able to make a social media clip and to try to be social media famous. Say, look, I tried to stick it to the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of War. This is the politics of the day rather than just the reality of the day. Listen, Americans do not want a war in the Middle East. We don't want a war anywhere. But when war comes to us, we can't just ignore that. We've learned the lesson of 9/11, that far-off people that are crazy in the Middle East that say they want to kill us can actually kill us. And so when people start to attack us, we should learn the lesson and say, we're not going to allow you to continue to be able to kill us and to be able to come after us. We're going to stop you. We want peace with all nations and with all regions of the world. We want to just be able to live our lives, do our things. They do their things. I hope the Jeffersonian democracy breaks out one day in Iran. But that's not what we have right now. But at the least, we can have them stop attacking us. And that's really what Americans are all about.
And Senator, we know that the recruiting's through the roof to the point where they got to put off, when you apply and you get in, they're putting off going to the base, you know, going in for basic training because we're so overwhelmed. And that wasn't the case 4 years ago. You have the most pro-military state, I would argue, you in Texas, in the country. Yeah. What are they saying? Like when the parents come to you, everyone's worried when a war starts. You should be.
Sure.
But do they feel the communication is adequate? Are they getting answers?
They are getting answers. They all went into the war. They've all got loved ones that are in harm's way. No one wants their loved one in harm's way. But they all are very proud of their sons and daughters, husbands and wives that are actually going and saying, I not only took the oath to defend the country, I'm actually defending the country right now. I'm going to do what it takes to be able to make sure that the future generations are not living under the oppression of the previous generations. That's a big deal for us. By the way, in Oklahoma, we are a little upset that the king chose to go to New York instead of Oklahoma.
I know.
It would have been a much better trip for the king to come to Oklahoma.
What about a mayor who says he's not really thrilled? He wants some jewel back. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine a king coming to New York City and the mayor making disparaging comments about it? That's why Bloomberg got rolled out there to go to the 9/11 memorial with him. Yeah. But, Senator, I want to ask you about redistricting. So a lot of people saw that ruling in Louisiana and want to make sense of it. So am I right in saying the Supreme Court has ruled that you can't redistrict on race? Obviously gender. You can't redistrict on race. So how is that unconstitutional? How is that Jim Crow 2.0?
It is not Jim Crow 2.0. It is not that. The Supreme Court ruled inconsistent with the Constitution, saying if you form a district simply because of race, that is literally violating the Constitution because now you're doing everything based on race. But they also said the opposite. Everybody's leaving out the other one. If you try to redistrict also because of race to try to exclude races on that, you're also violating the Constitution. They literally just stepped in and said every American should be protected, get this, equally. Every American, regardless of their race and their background, protect the rights of every single American. We believe that we are created equal. So make sure that all of the voting standards are also done equally.
So, Senator, how do you redistrict? How do you district then? What is the criteria to draw up a district?
Well, that is actually constitutionally left up to the states how to do that. The states can do it, as we've seen Virginia do that, as we've seen California do that, as we've seen Texas do that, as we're now watching Florida do that. As long as they're not gerrymandering based on race, they can choose to be able to do that in whatever format they want to do. If they want to make a lobster shape in Virginia, they're allowed to do that on it, but they can't do it based on race to try to exclude a certain race one way or the other.
So if you district, you could do it on economics? so you could say, well, that's a working class area, we'll bracket it that way. This is an upper class area, bracket it that way. That's okay?
Right. That is left up to the states to be able to choose that. So the most basic thing is it's got to be equal protection under the law, that every single American is treated the same way on that. But again, if they want to do it for political designations, they can. Now, I don't think it's the best idea to be able to do it that way. I do think it creates greater division across the country, but that is allowed.
So there's a Republican super PAC who came out with a statement that they really believe that Republicans should be aware that the Senate is in jeopardy in the midterms. Now, we know that the war in the spring has been not a boom for popularity or for gas prices. They've gone up. But this will be temporary by all accounts. Having said that, do you believe the Senate is up for grabs?
I think the American people choose. So I will remind people all the time, it is always up for grabs. Anyone who tries to predict ahead of time, this is what the American people are going to do, don't know the American people. They choose based on their preferences and their direction. That's the way that our republic works on it. And so this belief that somehow the Senate is safe, the Republicans aren't going to lose it, or the Democrats are definitely going to get it is unknown. But I would tell you the trends right now are showing people are going to go to the polls and they're going to choose based on economics, as they always do, as affects my family, safety issues, security issues. I encourage people to look seriously and to ask the most basic question. Compare where we are now as far as the security of the nation and what's happening. We have higher gas prices right now, but they're still not as high as they were under the Biden administration. And there wasn't a war in the Middle East at the time during the Biden administration. And so to be able to say, gosh, I want lower gas prices, I want to bring the Democrats back. We just saw that movie 4 years ago. We know exactly what that looks like. That was higher gas prices without a war. It was just their policies driving that.
Senator James Lankford, our guest. Senator, rapid fire now. Future of FISA. I heard you guys wanted a temporary extension. All of a sudden, I find the House is going to give a 3-year extension. Could you give us up to date on what you guys are haggling over this?
We are haggling this out by midnight tonight. We've got to get the FISA issue resolved of how do we actually make sure we're watching for international terrorists that want to be able to attack us.
Right.
But we're also protecting the civil liberties of Americans.
Nothing decided yet?
Nothing settled on that yet. The House has a version. The Senate has a version. We got till midnight tonight to resolve the two.
So funding DHS, it looks like the House is coming along to agree with you and maybe fund it through reconciliation?
Yep. We hope that is so. We've already passed a reconciliation bill. They passed the first step of the budget piece. Now they got to pass the rest of DHS funding and get that funded again. Secretary Mullen is ready to be able to have full funding again for Homeland Security.
Senator James Lankford, thanks so much. Always great having you on. I guess it's back to work.
It is back to work. We got more work to get done.
All right, Senator James Lankford, always great. We'll take a short time out. Come back, take your calls, and then Harry Cole at the bottom of the hour, the latest on the King, the Queen, and New York City.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with IZERVAY. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. New court filings in an Iowa murder case offer a glimpse of the prosecution's evidence in a fatal shooting that shook the real estate industry 15 years ago. 53-year-old Kristen Ramsey was arrested last month for first-degree murder in the April 2011 death of Ashley Auckland. Auckland was working an open house at a model townhouse when she was shot in the face and the chest at close range. Court documents say a woman who was in a neighboring townhome said she heard two loud noises a few seconds apart, then saw Ramsey by the model home's front door before she was seen by her car talking on her phone. The filings show that call was to an employee of the company that owned the development. At the time, Ramsey was a sales manager. After Ramsey drove off erratically, the witness went to the home and found Auckland unresponsive. Two search warrants were executed at Ramsey's home, including one carried out less than a month after the shooting. In both cases, the document says authorities found guns, illegal substances, and posters threatening violence. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. But we get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Take a pause.
After Easter is usually a time when some people who got rabbits for the holiday are bunny dumping. People may release rabbits outdoors or surrender them to rescues, but rescues get packed and domestic rabbits can't survive in the wild, so maybe you can adopt one or two?
You honestly just can't help smiling when you see a bunny hopping around.
Heather Keister of the Avalon Micro Sanctuary in Portland, Oregon says they're great pets, but adopters need to know.
They have as much personality as your dog or your cat, and they also have needs that are different from but very similar to the level of care a dog would need.
They've got to have some time to adjust to a new home and a new human, and that human has to make a commitment.
If you think that you want to bring a bunny into your home, consider whether or not you're willing to be the bunny's main caregiver for their lifetime, which can be about 10 years.
Hop on over to rabbit.org for lots of information. Take pause. Till NATO, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
This is where Mayor Bass lives. You notice something? This is where I live. They let my home burn down. I know what the consequences of failed leadership are.
Didn't play. That is, this is so unbelievable. This guy is so talented. I'm talking about what's going on with the mayor's race. Spencer Pratt has his ad. He's a reality star, had a bit of acting. I can't give you his definitive bio, but I listened to him for 3 hours with Joe Rogan. He's taken on Mayor Bass. He's never had political aspirations, but he digested the issues and he suffered big time firsthand because he, like so many in the Pacific Palisades, had their home burned to the ground when the firefighters forgot to or were told, don't show up and we have no water. But that's nobody's fault. And I'm being sarcastic. So Spencer Pratt says enough. He went ahead, even though he had moved to Santa Barbara because his house burned to the ground, in order to run for mayor, he went back to his property. He can't get permits to build it. He's struggling with insurance to supply the money to rebuild it. So he's fighting that out like so many others. And he moved a trailer onto his lot so he could run for mayor. He's got some great ads. I want to talk about this later this hour after we talk about our next topic, and that'll be Harry Cole. He's the Sun editor-at-large, and Harry is going to give us an idea of how the King's trip is resonating overseas. I think here it's been very positive, but some subtle shots that I guess the King gave at President Trump just about the alliance and important to, we've had rough up and down before. People are pointing to he's standing up to Trump. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. These two were great friends. They showed it again. They have mutual respect for each other. I just think they went back to traditional, hey, isn't this alliance great? We've had rough times before. He pointed out that Eisenhower and the prime minister then weren't happy in the 1950s with each other on something with the Sinai Peninsula.
Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News senior medical analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is House Call for Health. Los Angeles County recently reporting a record typhus outbreak with high hospitalization rates, and it's from flea-borne cases. The county health officer says flea-borne typhus can cause serious illness, but that it is preventable with simple steps. Health experts urging preventative measures to treat pets for fleas and to clear things that can attract wildlife to help stop the spread so that rodents and other animals stay away from homes and workplaces. Symptoms usually appear after 1 to 2 weeks of exposure and can include headache, fever, body aches, and a characteristic rash. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says treatment for most people is antibiotics, which are more effective when given quickly after symptoms start. They don't believe there's any chronic infection related to typhus, but it can be fatal in rare cases. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News senior medical analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In the 1970s and 80s, one of the most successful songwriting duos was Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton John discusses their music composing relationship.
He writes the lyrics first and gives them to me, and then I write the songs to them. In the old days, I would slice bits of verses out and cut things here and there. It's not so bad now, but it's always been lyrics first. Very, very rarely has I have sometimes suggested a title for a song or maybe a melody, but Don't Go Breaking My Heart is the only one I can think of. And I enjoy that process. People say, you know, why don't you write your own lyrics? Well, I don't really want to. I enjoy writing with Bernie. I love it. And it's a magical, and he's one of my dearest friends, and I love him so much. But why would I want to change something that gives me so much pleasure?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the Audio Archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A 33-year-old Washington State woman who journaled about killing her father before she fatally shot him was sentenced to 28 years in prison. Alyssa Bradburn was sentenced April 2nd in Spokane County after a jury found her guilty of first-degree murder in the 2024 killing of her father, Timothy Bradburn. Prosecutors say Bradburn showed little emotion during the trial, sitting stoically and at times smiling. During her testimony, she said she enjoyed the trial process but believed she deserved punishment and would accept her sentence. Bradburn called 911 June 25th, 2024 and reported that she had shot her father as he returned home from a trip to Hawaii and she'd wait for police outside the home. Bradburn admitted she began planning to kill her father weeks in advance, practicing with the firearm inside the home and getting help loading it at a gun range. At first, Bradburn alleged her father was abusive but withdrew those claims later. Bradburn's defense attorney argued she was mentally ill. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The bond of kinship and identity between America and the United Kingdom is priceless and eternal. It is irreplaceable and unbreakable. To the United States of America, on your 250th birthday, let our two countries rededicate ourselves to each other in the selfless service of our peoples and of all the peoples of the world.
Prince Charles, King Charles, very impressive here. I'm happy for him because, you know, a lot of times you do, this is what I view, they do a lot of ceremonial things. Okay, we got to knight this person, got to show up here, the king's going to bless this preschool. All right. And, you know, for the last 100-plus years, they really don't make decisions. And now he's given a speech where the whole world's watching. Instead of saying, isn't it great that we get along, we're not getting along now. We're not getting along with NATO. We're not getting along with Europe. And the feeling is mutual. It's not just about trends, about countries. We're not getting along with Canada. Get along with Israel. Absolutely. There are other countries. There's mutual respect. I mean, there's friction. No doubt about it. There's friction. And we'll talk about who's to blame shortly. But I think that when the king comes over, he's got a friend with President Trump. They just like each other. I think King Charles, in my opinion, is somebody that's used to people who are very structured and very prim and proper. And Trump could do both. He can treat you like a human being while respecting who you are. And I think it works for both. Harry Cole, the Sun editor-at-large, had a chance to see Harry over the weekend before all hell broke loose with the shooting. Harry, welcome back. Your thoughts about how the King's trip is doing. And am I overstating it to say it's had an impact and the world is watching?
Morning, Brian. Great to see you, as ever. Thank you for having me. Look, I mean, speaking to people in the King's entourage, Buckingham Palace, over the last 24 hours, they're pretty happy with how it's gone. This is an unusual visit for the King. Obviously, they've wanted to come in this, the 250th year of America. This has been in the pipeline for nearly 5 years. They were always going to come in this year, but they didn't know who was going to be in the White House at the time. But it comes at a time when, as you rightly say, the so-called special relationship between Britain and America has taken a bit of a battering. But then I think the point of the King's visit is to ram that point home that, you know, the special relationship is bigger than who's in Downing Street, who's in the White House at any one time. It's a bond that's deeper and longer than any mere politician who, you know, who comes and goes. And yeah, look, Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, has wound the President up something chronic. He's, you know, the President is furious. I've spoken to him about it. That Britain didn't just, it wasn't that Britain didn't come along with him in those initial strikes on the Ayatollah. It was that the Britain actively frustrated those efforts by blocking the use of the base in Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. They made those B-2 bombers go the long way round. By blocking the use of British bases in the early days of the war in Iran, British bases on the mainland Britain, it made things more complicated for America. So, look, the President's very angry. There's an assumption because we have that security and defense partnership that's so deep, and it works both ways on intelligence sharing, on spying, on satellites under the ocean, protecting the undersea cables that support trillions and trillions of pounds of trade going backwards and forwards between America and Britain every year, financial services and the like. Because that relationship was so deep, and because Britain's always been kind of there by America's side over the last 25 years, I think there was a sort of feeling, and this goes way beyond Donald Trump. This goes into the Pentagon, into the U.S. military, into the U.S. security services, that actually Britain kind of let the side down. So I think it was really important for the King to be able to come and just, you know, make that really powerful speech in Congress on Tuesday. Just remind everyone of those shared ties. And he can do it in a way that he doesn't have to wag a finger. He doesn't have to lecture or hector, because his status, you know, he's almost the one person. I said to you on the air earlier today, he's almost the kind of one person that can have a mano conversation with the leader of the free world, right? And say it like it is and not expect to have to, you know, sort of tiptoe around. He said what he thought. The President, you know, returned the favor, said he thought it was a great speech. They had that brilliant moment at the White House on Tuesday evening where they were exchanging that beautiful gift of a bell from the HMS Trump. But, you know, and as the King said, look, when you need us, we should be there. We're here. Just give us a ring. You know, boom, boom, get the pun. But I just think it was important to kind of reset that relationship. And yeah, look, Keir Starmer and Donald Trump may never recover, but America and Britain are bigger than just two politicians.
Well, the President's all about actions. You know, he gets over things. You know, people get mad at actions. What's he doing? So, okay, you missed the part where we were going after Iran, when we had the military buildup that took place over the series of months, even though they were, you know, the people of Iran were hoping for us to take quick action. We had a deliberate buildup in the region. Did Starmer not notice that? And then when we had a shot at the Ayatollah, we took it. So if he's like, well, you didn't tell me. All right, got it. You over it? You're not. Okay, you're not. Can't use your bases. Really? Okay, we can't use your bases. You know, since 2010, you've not had diplomatic relations with Iran, and you said they're a persistent enemy. You know that's your policy on the books prior to you getting there. Also, now that we are using our bases, if you actually want to help, meaning that you've allowed your Navy just to rust away, we need your minesweepers, because we kind of get rid of our minesweepers. They move so slow. If he put those minesweepers into action, they would have been there by now. And that would be a way to help. Just do what you can do. And instead, we're not going to, that this is an illegal war, he said. So an illegal war against an enemy that's been taking British hostages and killed Britons fighting with us in Iraq. I mean, you know how many of those EFPs killed the Britons? I think it's over 100. We had 600. And then any roadside bomb, you could link back to Soleimani and the Iranians who supplied it with the Iraqi insurgents. Let alone the hostages that they've been taking, so, and the unrest that they cause in the Middle East overall.
Well, I think, Ryan, I think you're right. You know, this was a serious misstep in terms of geopolitics for Keir Starmer, I believe. I don't think even.
But Harry Cole, you believe that, but what about the Muslim population in Britain? Yeah. Is he more concerned about that?
You took the words right out of my mouth. There's domestic issues at play for Keir Starmer. He is the most unpopular prime minister since they invented opinion polling. Think about that. Think about some of the characters we've had in the past and then compare that to, you know, he is in real trouble. He's got the equivalent of the British midterms next Thursday. He's going to get an absolute pounding. He's up to his neck in scandal involving the former British ambassador to the United States, and his links to Epstein and whether he was security vetted, and actually turns out that Keir Starmer put the guy in the Oval Office, having already failed his security vetting. It's astonishing. So he's right up against it, and you're so right. There is a big domestic issue at play, which is the increasing reliance of various factions of voting in the United Kingdom, including a large Muslim population that the Labour Party, Keir Starmer's party, always relied on. They're going to Gaza independence, these new parties that are forming, and they're going out to the Greens. He's bleeding out politically on his left-wing flank, and so he's in trouble. So this was good politics for him. This actually probably bought him. Everyone's, all his MPs who were saying he should go soon were saying, oh, he's had a good war. But the scars of the Iraq conflict have really rocketed the split the UK left, and we're seeing that play out in the fact that they're still arguing whether Tony Blair was right to go along with George Bush back in the day, and Keir Starmer took a political decision to protect him at home, and that he's reaping the consequences on the world stage now.
So one thing you said caught me by surprise. You said that Starmer could pay the price, but not by the Conservatives aren't going to take advantage of it. You said there's going to be more Greens because of his vulnerability, so they're going to stay to the left in Britain. The Conservatives aren't going to be able to fill the breach.
Keir Starmer only got into power with the size of the majority and the scale of the victory he did because the right in the United Kingdom is split. It's split between the Conservatives, who have been in power for 14 years and frankly, they have more than fair share to blame for hollowing out our defences and lots of other policies like allowing healthcare spending and benefits spending to rocket and spiral out of control. So they're kind of in trouble. You've got Nigel Farage and Reform surging, but, because of that split, there is a way that the left could stay in power. But Keir Starmer's got his own problems. He's now splitting out to the left. The Labour Party is very fractured. And voters, they asked for change. They wanted change. 2024 was a change election in the UK as it was in the US. And they haven't got that change. So if you're a lefty, you're looking at even more extreme versions and going out to the Greens. If you're a middle-of-the-road voter, you're kind of thinking, well, maybe we give Reform a chance. Everyone else is screwed up. I mean, why not have another? Why not have a go with these guys?
So, Harry, you know what's interesting? No one talks about Brexit anymore. But you know who was for Brexit? President Trump. You know who supported him when Europe abandoned him and they tried to isolate Britain? President Trump. You know who did the first deal? And you guys deserve credit for this, too. The first trade deal was done with the UK. So that was a reinforcement of a relationship. And I know Bush and Trump aren't as popular as Clinton and Obama in Britain. But I thought, well, in reality, you needed a deal with us. You needed a free trade with America. And you basically got a pretty good deal. I think both sides benefited. So that doesn't seem to matter right now because personalities have taken it over. If it was me, I'd send a minesweeper out there. You obviously don't have the battleships, but you have the minesweepers. That would certainly help.
No, I think totally. The state of the British Navy right now is the Royal Navy, I should say. I've got to be sent to the Tower for saying calling it the British Navy, the Royal Navy. It's the King's Navy. And sadly, after successive governments have shirked on defence spending, it is in a sorry state. I was talking to someone the other night, Brian, about the Falkland Islands. Obviously, in 1982, we sent a ginormous flotilla to take back those islands after the Argentinians invaded. That flotilla we sent there had three aircraft carriers in it, multiple destroyers, multiple support ships. The idea that we could send anything of that scale ever again. Luckily, the Argentinian Navy's in a pretty shonky state as it is, so they won't be seizing the Falkland Islands anytime soon. But if they did, the Royal Navy couldn't even repeat those actions. It's a very sorry state of affair. But one thing we do have is minesweepers. You're right. We should never have let them leave the Gulf. They were there until a couple of years ago. Why they left, it beggars belief.
By the way, the market is up really high. I believe it's on an inflation report. It's up 363 points, even though a war plan's been submitted to the president to go back, as well as meetings are on schedule today. Harry, my last point I want to bring up is our ridiculous mayor here in New York City. Less than thrilled that your king is here. He's such an embarrassment. Cut 55.
Today, I'll be attending a wreath-laying alongside a number of other elected officials, including Governor Hochul, Governor Sherrill. And the focus of that wreath-laying is to honor the more than 3,000 New Yorkers who were killed in the horrific terror attacks of September 11th. And that's what I'm really looking to do at that event.
So you haven't thought about anything you might say if you say hello to him and he stops to chat?
You know, if I was to speak to the king separately from that, I would probably encourage him to return the Kohinoor diamond.
What is he talking about?
This is a contentious diamond that was it's held in London. It's sort of part of the crown jewels. There's a movement in India to have it returned. But I should stress, the Indian Supreme Court a few years ago ruled that this was a gift. It wasn't stolen. It was given as a gift. So you can't. I mean, there's about 14 different people who claim ownership of this thing. So if we're going to give it back, who are we giving it back to? But it's a classic little lefty talking point by Mandami. I noticed yesterday, though, that wasn't even the most controversial thing that Mandami had to say, was it? He admitted that just 4 months in, less than 4 months, I think, into his tenure in New York, where he promised a load of free stuff, guess what? He's bankrupt. He says there's an emergency, he needs an emergency bailout for New York. I mean, it's not like you guys weren't warned, I'm sorry, but like, how many times are you going to have to hear this story of a, you know, promises too good to be true from lefty politicians who say they can balance budgets while giving away a load of free stuff, and lo and behold, a matter of weeks in, there they are with their begging bowls.
Who would have thought, 34 years old, had one job his entire life, was... raised by two angry anti-American professor parents. Who would have thought that he'd be off to a struggling start? Harry, for the most part, just so you know, for the record, I didn't vote for him. I can't. I live on Long Island, even though I work in New York City and pay city taxes.
I wasn't accusing you, Brian.
Thank you. I just have to clear my name.
It was all those young liberal new arrivals, snowy-eyed new arrivals with a college education that ruined New York.
Right, and we're taking the most successful people in New York and telling them to go elsewhere, vilifying indeed billionaires. Harry Cole, also a billionaire. He will not submit his tax returns, but I believe he is very wealthy. He is the editor at large of The Sun. Harry, thanks for your insight. Let's hope
always
we can get our countries back together.
Absolutely. Special relationship, good and strong.
Back in a moment.
Where big stories meet bigger conversations. Stay informed and energized with The Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. New court filings in an Iowa murder case offer a glimpse of the prosecution's evidence in a fatal shooting that shook the real estate industry 15 years ago. 53-year-old Kristen Ramsey was arrested last month for first-degree murder in the April 2011 death of Ashley Auckland. Auckland was working an open house at a model townhouse when she was shot in the face and the chest at close range. Court documents say a woman who was in a neighboring townhome said she heard two loud noises a few seconds apart, then saw Ramsey by the model home's front door before
before she was seen by her car talking on her phone. The filing showed that call was to an employee of the company that owned the development. At the time, Ramsey was a sales manager. After Ramsey drove off erratically, the witness went to the home and found Auckland unresponsive. Two search warrants were executed at Ramsey's home, including one carried out less than a month after the shooting. In both cases, the document says authorities found guns, illegal substances, and posters threatening violence. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Los Angeles County recently reporting a record typhus outbreak with high hospitalization rates, and it's from flea-borne cases. The county health officer says flea-borne typhus can cause serious illness, but that it is preventable with simple steps. Health experts urging preventative measures to treat pets for fleas and to clear things that can attract wildlife to help stop the spread so that rodents and other animals stay away from homes and workplaces. Symptoms usually appear after 1 to 2 weeks of exposure and can include headache, fever, body aches, and a characteristic rash. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says treatment for most people is antibiotics, which are more effective when given quickly after symptoms start. They don't believe there's any chronic infection related to typhus, but it can be fatal in rare cases. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You touched on the camaraderie, and we had a goal from the very beginning. 3 years ago, we said we want to launch as friends and land as best friends, and I think we pulled that off.
The world showed that they're hungry for this, and it's going to get quiet for a little while, and we're going to go do a lot of technical problem solving on Artemis 3, and then we're going to land on Artemis 4, and you will see the swell. It will come back. I don't think we need to work every day to keep it going. We just know that that energy is there, and it will come back when it's time.
We know these things as humans, that we live on this globe, we understand the science, but when you go see it with your own eyes, it just puts proof behind it. I don't have 1,000 words to tell you what we experienced, but we saw all the seas.
So I had the privilege this morning. He was going to the UN, but could stop by Fox and Friends first. So I interviewed him at 5:30 in the morning. I'm talking about the Artemis astronauts, and what great people. I know you watched it on TV, and I thought, wow, how bright. I mean, how the team that they have, it reminds me of the best locker room you could ever walk into. But to see them in person and see how they like on and off camera, I could not be more impressed. They joined me this morning, and they talked about keeping the momentum going. And here's it. This is going to be key. SpaceX, and weigh in if you want, Eric, but SpaceX and Blue Origin are in a race to get the lander. So the way the ship, they like the way it's progressing. They're going to do some, what do they call it, some rendezvousing, some coupling to see if they could hook up with the launcher in real time in the sky. The goal is... two stay in the ship, two will go into the lander, and they'll land on the moon. That'll be the next mission, but that's not as electric as going to the far side of the moon, right, Eric?
Yeah, far side would be very impressive, but I think this one, I believe they're going to one of the poles, right? Is that what they said?
Yeah, but, I mean, they're going to go by it, but isn't it this about the maneuvering, and don't we not have the lander yet? Doesn't that concern you? Shouldn't that be NASA be concerned that Blue Origin and SpaceX, neither one of them has it?
Not yet, I don't think. There's still plenty of time to develop it, and they have been working on it for a couple of years now. I think that SpaceX and Blue Origin are about the same along in their progress on it.
So if they do this, they got to keep momentum, they got to get money, and they got to be focused, and they already have the unit picked out. And then I think before 28, they want to land. That means pushing up the schedule. I know you follow this stuff. Do you think that's possible?
Push up the schedule?
Push up the schedule and while Trump's still in office.
I hope so. I mean, that would be a tall task, I think, because you want to make sure that everything is checked out correctly, everything works correctly.
Because it would be a disaster.
Yeah, but if we can do it, that would be fantastic.
I know. I was kind of hoping... that evidently Blue Origin is back in as a contractor and has a shot because SpaceX hasn't produced. Which blows me away because isn't SpaceX the one that wants to go to Mars? They're the ones who thought moon was just going to be, hey, let somebody else handle that.
And you think that they know that the first step to Mars is the moon.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Elon knows that. So hopefully they'll get it done. I just hope everyone stays interested in space. You know, we grew up, I watched the moon landing. Then I watched the space shuttle. Then we had a pause. Now we're back in action.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley in every little town, and it got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. House Speaker Mike Johnson is calling this week's 6-3 Supreme Court decision a game changer for this year's midterms. The High Court ended and ruled that congressional districts mapped on the basis of race are unconstitutional. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican predicts far-reaching impact on 2026 voting.
We're going to get a new map in Louisiana. I think a number of the states in the South may get the same treatment because their maps are also drawn on an unconstitutional basis at this point. The more people recognize that, the greater the chance is we get maps that accurately reflect the populations of those states. I think in the end of this, the Republican Party will gain a number of seats, and that will be helpful to the House.
Spirit Airlines declares bankruptcy, causing a ripple in U.S. air travel.
Spirit's failure could boost fares at a time when ticket prices are already elevated due to higher jet fuel costs from the Iran war. President Donald Trump suggested Friday that if the airline took a federal bailout, the government would be able to sell the airline for a profit once oil prices came down.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. The Iran war has much of the world focused on the fragile supply lines for Middle East oil. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says the Trump administration is ramping up oil production in Alaska.
We're talking about something that's literally named the National Petroleum Reserve that Biden had shut down, now open up again. And we had over a dozen companies competing up there, record revenue coming in that supports the state, the tribe, the federal government, record amount of interest from companies that want to develop there. And we got the infrastructure on the oil side to support them immediately.
Burgum was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says he is reviewing a new Iranian proposal to end the war, but expressed skepticism it would be acceptable. He mentioned this Saturday before boarding Air Force One. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Correspondent John Scott reports on a deadly plane crash in Texas.
A small plane has crashed in the Texas Hill Country, killing all five people on board. A pickleball club in Amarillo says they were members who were flying to a tournament. Authorities say the crash happened late Thursday in Wimberley, about 40 miles from Austin. Weather was cloudy at the time. A pilot and four passengers were on the Cessna. The plane's history shows it took off from Amarillo and was headed to New Braunfels National Airport. John Scott reporting.
President Trump says the U.S. is going to significantly reduce its troop presence in Germany, escalating a dispute with Germany's leader, Friedrich Merz, as he seeks to scale back America's commitment to European security. The Pentagon had initially announced it would pull some 5,000 troops out of Germany in the process. You'll find breaking news and analysis and more on these stories at townhall.com. As the September 11th 25th year mark approaches, the nonprofit group Tunnel the Towers is taking a piece of the World Trade Center steel across America.
The CEO of Tunnel to Towers, Frank Siller, says this tour is all about educating the next generation and those 25 and under who were not alive during the terrorist attack. The 16,000-pound steel beam from the South Tower of the World Trade Center will be driven on a truck across the country from New York City with stops at American landmarks, including Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, the Space Center in Houston, and the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Laura Winters reporting.
A popular soft drink is changing its name for the country's 250th birthday. In celebration of America's birthday, Mountain Dew is releasing limited edition 12-ounce and 20-ounce bottles under the name American Dew. Available through the summer, it celebrates Mountain Dew's 78th anniversary. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit KCNRradio.com to get started today.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show, Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming your way from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. This hour I'm going to be joined by my brother. He's going to break down his brand new soccer team that he started and also break down the World Cup. Guess what? We're within a month of this whole thing starting, and there's 8 games right at Giant Stadium, including the final. And we just had the Alex Lazary on television on Fox and Friends, and he says they're getting really, really close. Security's going to be extremely high, but they are actually growing the grass out in the parking lot. How great is that? The Giants and Jets will pay them to leave it there. They hate the turf. Keep in mind, too, the president's going to the villages, not to look for a place, but to explain his new plan today. He is basically doing his he has his 401k expanded IRA-style accounts plan. So, for example, low-income workers could receive up to $1,000 a year in federal matching funds. He's trying to help out seniors, as well as helping people out when they first start with Trump accounts. Financial literacy works, and I think his Secretary of Treasury is working on it. So before we get to Julian Epstein standing by and Jim Jordan in 15 minutes, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
All the evidence that I've seen, the suspect shot our officer point-blank range with a shotgun. Our officer heroically returned fire while being shot point-blank range in the chest with a shotgun. He was able to get off five shots.
Sean Curran, who runs the Secret Service. What we know about the WHCD shooter and his Secret Service takedown. Many questions answered. Some need to be defined.
Number two.
This will relieve pressure from the Department of Homeland Security. We were not going to have lines at TSA. Everybody will get their paychecks now. We'll get moving forward. And then we will finish the work.
Yep, that's Speaker Johnson. Good job. It's over. DHS is completely funded by June as the Democrats-led shutdown ends and a bad precedent of picking and choosing what to fund is now in play. I hate this idea because Republicans are going to start doing it, too. It's terrible. This is a win for the Speaker. Get those workers back pay right away.
Number one.
He's not going to make a bad deal himself. So we have a stalemate here. They own the Straits of Hormuz, and we have shut down all their exports with the blockade. So we could continue that, and because the blockade is definitely effective.
Yeah, it is. But as the general went on to tell me on Fox and Friends, economic constraints are not going to kill off this regime. And we'll explain. Supreme Leader vows to fight on and hold on in Iran as Trump gets briefed on his war options, returning to war. I think Trump will go back to battle. I think he has to. Julian Epstein joins us now. Hey, Julian.
Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Do you think the president's heading back that direction just by knowing the way he acts and knowing that he's actually put more firepower into the region? I know he doesn't want to, but do you think, judging by the rhetoric coming out of Iran, he has to?
I think he will go back to surgical strikes. I think there are key targets that the Department of War has identified. I think the military blockade is having huge economic effects in Iran. As much as half of the economy could come to a standstill. You know the importance of oil, of petrochemicals, of pharmaceuticals in the country is about half the economy or more right there. All of those will sort of grind to a halt with the blockade. Iran doesn't have the capacity to store much more oil. So I think, I'm not as pessimistic about the economic effects of the blockade. I think it's been very effective, but I think it's going to need to be supplemented with military action.
So I want to bring you to the DHS. We've been talking on this show with you about the fact that everything was funded. 12 appropriations bills actually passed through the House and Senate. And then because of the incidents in Minneapolis where two people lost their lives and ICE and all their roving patrols, they say we're not going to fund ICE or Border Patrol. And that standoff has really been staying in place. I was looking at the DHS secretary. He says he was borrowing money from the Department of War to keep the lights on in his buildings. So now they decide to fund everything except Border Patrol and ICE. So these people get back to work and get back pay. But don't you believe, Julian, this is a terrible precedent it is now set?
Yes, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, blackmailing critical elements of the government because you are prosecuting, in the case of the Democrats, a strategy that is very unpopular. I mean, what Democrats are doing here really is trying to force an open borders policy and shut down the effectiveness of ICE in terms of enforcing border security and deportations. And, you know, they're using the two incidences in Minnesota. It's sort of, you know, it's sort of irrelevant to the larger fight that's going on here. They claim there should be judicial warrants for certain actions on the part of DHS. That's not constitutionally sound. They say they want ICE officers not to wear masks, even though the left is propagating lots of violent rhetoric and there have been many attacks on ICE officials. So I think the arguments the Democrats have on policy are very, very weak. But this is just another way that the Democrats are playing to the open border space. And it's, you know, they may think it's good politics, but it's really bad for the country.
So I want you to hear the back and forth with Elizabeth Warren and Chip Roy, cut 20.
No, talk to Democrats about that. They're the ones that have been blocking funding for ICE and Border Patrol and the rest of DHS for 76 days. And last night we got the reconciliation package through, which was actually fundamental to ensure that Border Patrol and ICE are getting funded.
We offered them that
months ago. They just had an attack of sensibility over on the other side.
Well, I mean, the Senate did pass it back without paying, knowing that they're going to pay for it in a reconciliation bill June 1st or the first week in June. The House had trouble getting together because they couldn't believe that they were being were denying ICE and the Border Patrol money. Chip Roy went on to say this is a terrible precedent because Republicans are going to go back and do it too now.
Right. Yes, I think you're going to see a negative cycle here. It's a race to the bottom. You know, if I were the Republicans, I would have just done reconciliation on all of this stuff to begin with. I think that's how it should have been handled. I think they should have blown off the cloture vote. But I think you're right. I think this sets a really bad precedent. And again, I think the Democrats are masquerading arguments about judicial warrants, which don't really apply in a immigration enforcement setting. They're masquerading those arguments because what they're really doing is playing to an open borders left-wing base that is out of touch and out of step with the American people. So, but in terms of this sort of opening the Pandora's box, I couldn't agree with you anymore. I think this kind of this kind of holding the government hostage and blackmailing for the desires of the one party's political base, I think that's here to stay now, unfortunately. So I think we're going to see a lot more of this.
So I want to talk about what the Supreme Court decided, and that is in Louisiana and around the country, you can no longer district on the basis of race. Democrats are saying, here comes Jim Crow again, 2.0. They're saying this is a huge step back. We're not going to have any minority representatives. It's going to be a backstep for race relations in our country. I think that we were bracketing out by race is racist. I would love to see redistrict, judging by the way, Republicans getting more and more of the black vote, more and more of the Hispanic vote, so you can't even generalize anymore. But you're a lawyer, Julian. Your thoughts about this?
Well, I think what the court is saying here is a couple things, Brian. They're saying what they said in the affirmative action case, which is that race should play no role in any aspect of public policy. It shouldn't play any role in college admissions, and it shouldn't play any role in the formation of congressional districts. I think that's the general principle it's stating, and it's been very consistent on that. What it is saying with respect to these majority-minority districts, these sort of monolithically black or Hispanic districts, is that you can't make it harder for a black or Hispanic candidate to get elected to office. You also just can't make it easier by stacking the entire district with voters of the candidate's race. I think it's also saying what the point that you just made, which is, you know, it may have been true in an earlier era post Jim Crow that white voters would not vote for a black candidate in the South. But I think the court is saying that's no longer true. Look at Byron Donalds in Florida, for example, likely the next governor of Florida. Look at Tim Scott in South Carolina. Barack Obama received resounding victories twice with a lot of crossover Republican votes. So four of the last five presidential elections, there's been a black candidate on the ticket, even though black Americans represent 13% of the public. So I think it's saying it's just an even standard for everyone, and this idea that you need to protect black and brown candidates by stacking their districts with voters of the same race, I think they're saying that is sort of from a bygone era and it doesn't apply anymore. Most importantly, Brian, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see 12, 13 seats in the South shift from Democrat to Republican as a result of this. You're going to see another dozen go Republican because of out-migration from places like California, yeah, and New York and Illinois.
Census, yeah.
And then the Supreme Court will probably block the use of illegal immigrants in the census count in 2030. This all could translate into a 30-plus gain for Republicans, which could mean Republican control of the House for as far as the eye can see after 2030. And the Democrats have a choice now, whether they want to dig in and double down on sort of identity politics, demography is destiny, the big welfare state, or if they want to move to the political center on those questions, because I think they're going to need to do that in order to be viable post-2030 in the House.
Julian, it would make me and you feel great. So if a Democrat wins center-left, if Republicans win center-right, I don't want the extremes. And right now, the Democrats are running the extremes, and they have all the momentum. Julian Epstein, thanks so much.
Brian, thanks for having me again.
You got it. Back in a moment.
Both
sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. When it comes to decorating your home, whether you just moved in or are starting all over, buying new furniture can be a huge expense. But there are various ways you can go about decorating your home without breaking the bank. Furniture experts recommend buying one nice piece every year, or you can also buy modular pieces like shelves and storage that stack onto each other and are adjustable based on space constraints. Over time, you'll have some durable items that also feel homey. Or you can try the Buy Nothing Project, an app and network of local Facebook groups where people give and get things for free. Also comb through neighborhood Facebook and Nextdoor groups and gifting sites like FreeCycle. And despite the name, fast furniture can last if you take care of it. These are simple pieces made with a mishmash of plastics, fiberboard, and chipboard that aren't built to last. Typically, they can be ordered online, are mass-produced, and shipped unassembled in a flat-pack box. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. April is National Stress Awareness Month. The American Institute of Stress says you can have several reactions to stress, including shock or disbelief, feeling frustrated, difficulty concentrating or making decisions, and physical pain, including headaches, back pain, or stomach problems. Severe stress can even lead to the use of drugs or alcohol. But the Institute offers advice on how to help manage stress, emphasizing the power to change. One of their tips is to try recognizing when you don't have control and let it go, not to get anxious about situations that you can't change. Also, try to focus on something that makes you feel calm and in control, and develop a vision for healthy living and wellness, and set realistic goals to help realize that vision. You can get more resources at stress.org or from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at cdc.gov. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolden Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish I could have had
had a better year. But even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I've played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And the Senate didn't even bother to have the respect for the American people to put up a vote. It's unacceptable. And then just send us back for 45 days. I don't know what they think. What's going to change in 45 days that took us this long to get to a bipartisan solution?
So that long to get to a bipartisan solution. There you go. Scott Perry, congressman, yesterday talking about the extending the FISA for an extension. I'm not sure what went back and forth with the play-by-play was, but as much as FISA has been abused, I think with the right guardrails, we absolutely need it. And when I have people that I trust, like the Secretary of War, say it, I believe it. Joining us now is Chairman Jim Jordan. Chairman, what's going on with FISA? Why did you have to compromise in just the 45 days?
Well, the Senate didn't want to take up some of the reforms that didn't want to vote for some of the reforms that were in our bill. So we'll see. We're back negotiating. But I think you hit the nail on the head when you said this is an important program. It's important that we spy on bad guys overseas and find out what they may be trying to do to we the people here in this great country. But when you do that, you want to do it in a way that protects Americans' liberties. And so we think we've had good reforms put in place over the years that have, we know, made a difference, because we literally went from 278,000 times in 2021 where these searches and these queries done on the database of information were done in a way that they weren't supposed to be. They weren't following the rules. And that number was 127 last year, and most of those were just sort of typos and clerical errors when they did the query, did the search. So we know we've made huge progress with the reforms we had. We still would like to get a few more reforms there to protect Americans' liberties, but we need this program. And so we did another short term, 45 days, and we'll continue to work on it. But we're not going to let this program go dark, as they say, because it's really, really important.
Speaker, it was happy yesterday. It took a long time, but and it's Democratic generated about defunding certain elements of the Department of Homeland Security. Here he is, cut 17.
This will relieve pressure from the Department of Homeland Security. We were not going to have lines at TSA. Everybody will get their paychecks now. We'll get moving forward, and then we will finish the work.
So you finally guys had to give in. I know you hated to do it, but sometimes you got to do what's possible, right?
Yeah, and you want to fund this. I mean, after all, we had a third assassination attempt on President Trump. We happened to be in a military operation in Iran. It makes sense to have the Department of Homeland Security fully funded and operating. And understand what the Democrats are up to, Brian. I said this on the floor the other day. Think about their plan when it comes to with defunding ICE. I mean, so they started by letting in 10 million illegal migrants in the Biden administration. Let 10 million illegal migrants in the country. Then they create sanctuary jurisdictions all over the country to make it difficult to remove those illegal migrants when they commit another crime. And now they're saying, oh, we don't want to pay the guys who do the removing. We're not going to pay ICE. I mean, such a deal. But that is literally the Democrats' plan. And I said on the floor, I think that plan is there because they don't want a border. And understand on the sanctuary jurisdiction issue, there are 18 cities, 11 states, 3 counties, and the District of Columbia designated as sanctuary jurisdiction. Now, because those are big blue cities, big blue states, that represents almost a third of the country, almost a third of the population of this country live in a jurisdiction where the politicians tell local law enforcement not to work with federal law enforcement when it comes to enforcing federal law. That is just crazy, but that is their plan. And so much so that they don't even want to fund the guys who do the removing. This is how ridiculous the Democrat Party has become. And so yesterday, we passed that. And then we also took this week the first step into doing what via reconciliation, this different method of funding things where you don't have to get the supermajority vote in the Senate to make sure we do fund ICE so they can do their job.
So, Chairman, too, I think in New York, it's going to get worse. They want zero cooperation between local and national. So Tom Holman's going to come in here and be virtually by himself. We could have a lot of friction here. But that's what you got to do to get elected in New York, which is sad. Might open the door for Bruce Blakeman on Long Island to make a difference in the governor's race, because there's a lot of reasonable people here. But now it's so, if you get this funded, you're going to have a reconciliation package. Where does Jim Jordan stand on adding things to the skinny reconciliation in terms of the Save America Act? What do you want and what's possible?
Yeah, I said this in conference 2 weeks ago. I think we should be it should be a bigger bill. I think we should focus on elements from the Save America Act. I think we should focus on fraud prevention. I mean, we see what's happened up in Minneapolis, what's happening in California, where they're just ripping off taxpayers. So I think there should be those elements in there. But if we can't get there, I do think we have to fund ICE. I mean, we just have. I mean, think about the Democrats. As I said, let in 10 million, create sanctuary jurisdictions so it's tough to remove them when they commit crimes, and then don't fund ICE. It wasn't enough for Democrats and the left-wing agitators who are part of their party. It wasn't enough to dox ICE agents, to track them, to spit on them, to harass them, to threaten them, to attack them. That wasn't enough. Now they don't even want to pay them. So they got to get paid. And if we have to do it via a skinny reconciliation, as it's been called, okay. But I would certainly prefer we go bigger and deal with some of the other elements that I think are important to American taxpayers.
Last minute, Chairman. What's going on in Ohio? The governor's race is squeaky tight, and so is the Senate race. So I thought this was, you guys were going as red as Florida.
Yeah, well, we are. I mean, President Trump won Ohio 8.5 and 16, 8.5 points in 20, and 11.5 in 24. So we have made tremendous movement because of President Trump. But yeah, they're close right now, and we're just going to have to work hard. You know, they always say that the midterm election year is always tough for the parties in power in the White House. And so we understand that. But I think we're going to win both of them. We've got good candidates in Vivek and Senator Husted.
Does the Supreme Court ruling put the House back in your corner?
It does help us. It certainly does. I think Louisiana is going to redraw. We did Florida, of course, this week. The governor and the legislature are working on that. So I do think this gerrymandering, it's been back and forth all year. We'll see what happens with the Virginia courts after the referendum a couple weeks ago.
Jim Jordan,
all right.
We handled 10 topics in 12 minutes. Nobody else could have done that except you. With your speed.
I think it's you.
Chairman, thanks so much.
Take care.
Back in a moment.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here, What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're moving through this Friday, and it's a busy, busy day. With me in studio, I believe for the first time, is my brother Jim. Jim, why would you come to a place like this?
I had nothing to do this morning. I was just driving around Manhattan. I said, well, why not?
Yeah, because you're excited. Because tomorrow, the real answer is May 2nd, you open up your brand new season. The American Soccer Club, the NPSL, the league, this will be your second season. You're pumped up. Plus, we got the World Cup in a month, 4 or 5 weeks. So there's a lot of interest in soccer, finally.
May, the biggest year in American soccer history, and we've been at it almost from the beginning in the 70s when we started down in Long Island. But this is a big year. So tomorrow night's our big opener at Mitchell Athletic Complex, historic. The most historic soccer facility on Long Island goes way, way back. And so we're pumped up. We're 25, 26 hours away, and we can't wait. And then the World Cup follows us, which is nice.
Right. So there's some tickets available. So if you want to go see it live, you also stream the game, right?
We stream the game in frame, broadcast. So it's on our YouTube channel. So you pick it up live stream at 6 p.m.
Right. So you're looking to raise the next generation of great players. And you have the American Soccer Club there at Mitchell Field starting May 2nd. So go get your tickets now if you're in the area, especially you WABC listeners. But, Jim, today we had Alex Lazry on. He is running the New York, New Jersey facility, you know, Giant Stadium. He's the CEO there. You know, his family own the Milwaukee Bucks. So he is running this facility. Here's what he says about what's going on so far and some of the things they're talking about in terms of affordability. Cut 50.
What our job is really to try to provide affordable and accessible experiences inside and outside the stadium. And one of the things that makes the World Cup so unique are all the people that are going to be coming here, not even planning to go to the game at MetLife, but actually just planning to be part of the World Cup experience. And so last week we announced with the mayor and governor of New York, the 5-borough free fan experiences at the U.S. Tennis Center, Rock Center, the Bronx, Staten Island, Brooklyn. And then also we've also got on the other side of the river in New Jersey, we've got our Jersey Fan Hub at Sports Illustrated Stadium, and then also a 21-county watch party experience that the governor of New Jersey and I will be announcing in the next few weeks.
What do you think? Because you know about marketing. So if you can't get to the game and you don't have $5,000, go to the city.
Here's my only problem with it. That's the first time I've heard about it. I'm involved in this thing 24/7. It has not hit the ground. People do not know these opportunities are out there. And they'll be welcomed, and it's still not too late, but they have not gotten the word out yet at all. I mean, I went to the World Cup at MetLife Stadium. It was then Giant Stadium.
In 94?
94. Italy, Norway. We tailgated for 3 hours before the game, played soccer in the parking lot, had a great time, hung out afterwards. It was fantastic. There's not going to be any of that this year, but I'm still very bullish about it, but I'd like to see more grassroots activities out there.
I mean, I had nothing to do. So you were able to hang out for 3 hours before the game and then hang out after the game?
It was a different world.
You would never be able to do that.
My phone didn't even have pictures on it. You know?
You probably didn't have a phone at all. So, Jim, give everyone an example of your background. Not only you're a great player through Hofstra, your captain, but you started with indoor soccer was once huge. You started with the Arrows. And then that's where you met the Leiwickies.
That's right. Todd Leiwicki, to this day, my mentor. What a great guy. Tim, his brother. What a dynasty. No one ever went to college. Mike Rowe would love these guys. But they're the greatest marketers, I think, in American sports, or among them. With the New York Arrows, but the Steve Jungle days, we actually increased attendance by trading away all the expensive players and bringing in all local players. Hence what we've done later on with the Rough Riders when you were involved with us, and now again with the American Soccer Club. Best Long Island, New York Metro players, put them on the field. I think we can do some damage.
Right. So now you did with the Rough Riders before there was an MLS. And then the MLS launches after the World Cup. And now you're coming back with the American Soccer Club. So how is it different from when you launched the Rough Riders?
Dramatically different. The good news is that Don Garber, MLS, fantastic job. Almost on the edge of collapsing in the Europe 2000. And now look what we have right now. So great job to elevate the game. But the youth soccer market and the development of the soccer market is probably a bigger disaster than it's ever been. And there's more kids playing, but it's not producing players. And right now that's the big conversation that Landon Donovan is leading and others.
Because Landon Donovan says, who's one of the greatest American soccer players ever, said if, and Tim Howard said the same thing. And it's pretty much, it's not just soccer. If they were coming up right now, they wouldn't be able to play because they can't afford to pay the coaches. They can't afford to pay the trainers. They can't go to Disney every year. They can't go travel. And
Arizona,
you know, they obviously were the best in the country.
Right.
But if you're just an average player, your parents, your lower middle class, your middle class, you know, I'm sorry, I have other kids. You can't play. We'll go play flag football. It's free.
That's happening now. But look at our family, three boys, Jim, Brian, and Steven. As you said the other day, we had to choose one of our family as a middle-class family could not afford this.
Yeah.
But families are going into debt now to do this, and it's not just soccer. It's all youth sports. So we can't fix the whole thing, but it is definitely not a recipe for developing soccer players.
So you didn't say the big issue. So our whole soccer club in the 70s went to Holland, which is unthinkable.
I knew this was going to come up.
Right, and here we go. My whole team goes to Holland, and I don't go. I go to Pennsylvania to Stroudsburg Soccer Club because only one of us could go, and they chose you.
I have never lived this day.
Right.
I had nothing to do with the decision, by the way.
Right.
Sorry, Mom, Dad. Brian's throwing you under the bus.
But you got to go, and that's all I heard in my town for the next 5 years of how much fun Holland was. And I would say, well, East Stroudsburg was a blast as well as I sat there in Pennsylvania in the mountains.
Yeah, I know.
In the Poconos.
I had gone to that camp the year before. It was a good camp, you have to admit, but it wasn't quite like Holland. But just tells you, though, our club was so far ahead of things. We had fantastic coaches, great leadership. Pat McComiskey, Gordon Bradley founding the club with Hank Ostecki, and then the coaches we all had, including our dad. And then this is a club that became the biggest club in the country, a small South Shore town, and arranged a European trip before this was popular.
All right, so let's talk about the American team. Last time we saw them play, well, the second to last time, they played two games in 3 days against Belgium, tight in the first half, but it all fell apart in the second. Let's listen.
Goku causing trouble twice again. Matt Turner with the save. All the way out for the Bastard. Drive it in. Belgium are level in the final minutes of the first half in Atlanta. From distance with a first international goal. Doku can find him. Doku against McKenzie. And now it's Lallana. It's 2-1 Belgium. Doku against Ware. Doku's ball in. Gets the return. It's Doku all the way through. Turner with a big save.
So look, they lose 5-2. Right? I know they're using their whole roster. But I want the U.S. team has to get to the final 8 or 4. They got to find a way. Yeah. Not in that game.
No.
I mean, Belgium is they're a really good European team, but I mean, we got to be able to play with them.
Right, and that's the thing. In the past, we have. You understand? We've taken Germany to the last kick in the World Cup before. We've beaten Portugal. We've beat Spain in the CONCACAF championships. We have done this before. We have seemed to have regressed when it comes down to playing against elite European and South American competition. That Belgium game, you heard Doku a lot. I mean, the guy's a great player.
All they gave him is a slight window, and he scored.
It
wasn't like he wasn't being covered.
But here's the deal. We didn't make any adjustments for it. Now, I'm going to be positive, though. I think our coach, he's an Argentinian coach, is helped bring back the American mentality. I like it. He is not tolerating. If he doesn't understand how people wouldn't die for their country. We're starting to see a team now that really cares. This last two games were a bit of a setback. I wasn't too excited over the last great ones, the great results we had with Paraguay and Uruguay and the performances. I'm not going to get too down over these last two games.
All right, so we open up with three games. First one's Los Angeles and Seattle, then back to Los Angeles.
Right.
I'll be at the first one covering it, so I'll be there. Tell me about the matchups. You got Paraguay,
well,
number one.
First, we'll have to say what we're going to call Turkey. Is it Turkey or Turkey A? So that's how it is.
Lawless calls it Turkey A, so okay. I'll go along with
all
that.
Right. Alexei does it. It's good
they
enough for me.
They changed the name of their country. What makes you do that? I know
Czech
Trump
Republic
does that
too.
A lot.
Czech Republic, too.
Turkey didn't change the name of the country. Did you change the name of the Gulf?
And a couple of mountain ranges, maybe.
Yeah, and just put his face on money. But that's I don't want to regress.
That's just the minor.
Absolutely. So talk about the three teams. Can we beat Turkey?
Absolutely. But we could also lose 3-1 to Turkey. Turkey is a dangerous team. They have some injuries right now. They're a team that could play against anybody. They have enormous talent. They tend to be a little bit disorganized in the back. And it comes down to, can we actually dictate the game? Or are we going to do a counterattack? Are we going to be more of a counter team? Against Turkey, I'd like to think that we're actually going to try and get a little bit more on the front foot, as they say.
Australia. We got to beat those guys.
Yeah. Australia is like us a few years back. Incredibly fit, strong, athletic, incredibly well defending and organized. Not a lot of creativity up front to score goals. We have more players in the forward third than they do that can score. But they're going to pack it in. They're going to be very tough to play against.
Right. They know the head to head. We have more talent.
We do.
All right. And then Paraguay.
Paraguay's a wild card. They could end up getting on fire. I think we beat Paraguay.
You know how small Paraguay is?
I know.
I mean, it's like Rhode Island. We should be killing these
guys. Rhode Island with less population.
Yeah.
But they have talent. They have talent. They have players in Europe. I see. We just got to get out of the game. You know, I analyze these games. We got to get points. We're going to be very pragmatic. We have an experienced coach. I'm not worried about it. We have the players. But we tend to, when we have our best players, we tend not to play as well for 90 minutes. And when we have our second level players, if you want to call them that, we tend to play very well for 90 minutes, but not at that high level. So
not a good combination. So here's the thing. You got to come out of this. I don't know where that happened. We'll get rid of that. I don't know how that happened.
There's Alexi coming through.
Yeah. So we have to come out first. So the U.S. team has to place first in order to play against a lower seed in another conference.
Right.
If we just get through to the knockout round, we're going to get ourselves in trouble because you're going to get a matchup that you want to meet later on.
Exactly right. Like we got out of the group last time. We ended up Holland, Netherlands right away. Really tough team. And we did well against them but couldn't beat them. So I'm encouraged, but I think I'm just going to look at this the way the coach looks at it. It's one game at a time. You got to take every game. I want to see the fight and desire that I saw from the Clint Dempsey, Brian McBride Tab Ramos, Claudio Reyna teams, Alexi Lalas. Those teams, you didn't want to play against us back then, even when we didn't have 20 guys deep. We were a tough out, and I want to see that with the talent we have now.
All right, I want you to hear more from Alex Lazary. He wants to put in perspective how popular this game will be. Which one did I play last time? Let's go 51.
So the teams are going to be training here, but everyone's talking about the final, July 19th at 3 o'clock. You get to that moment, you can finally exhale.
That's going to be the biggest sporting event that the world has ever seen. Just for some perspective, the last World Cup final was viewed by the same amount of people as the last 13 Super Bowls combined.
Wow.
So, you know, football is America's sport. Football is the world sport, and we're going to have billions of people watching and being a part of the World Cup right here in our region. It's going to be an incredible thing. We haven't had a World Cup in 30 years. This is going to be an exciting event.
So, I mean, put that in perspective. I think everyone's going to be watching, and the tickets are going for, I think, $20,000.
I know. I remember I bought my tickets off the secondary market for $350, and it seemed insane that we did that. And now
to get the train from New York City to New Jersey,
let's make it a little
$100
more
round trip.
It's just, you're getting it in every end. It's just ridiculous. We have such poor leadership in our area between New Jersey and New York that make it even worse and tougher to go to. And we love to tailgate this country, but I guess for security reasons we can't.
So what they wanted to do, I guess in Europeans, they walk to the games.
They do.
That's a tradition.
They do.
So they would like to walk
from New York City
to New Jersey. And now they want to prevent people from walking it. They said it's too dangerous.
Right.
But you're not going to stop these people. Number one, they don't want to pay the money. Number two is, how do you stop people from walking?
Right.
So they're going to walk over.
Well, what is it, 10 miles to get to the Meadowlands from here?
Yeah.
Through a tunnel? Under a river? I mean, it's ridiculous. I think it's actually going to get worse, and let's just hope there's no security issues that happen between now and then. Obviously, the assassination attempt doesn't make it easier to relax a little bit here. So, but it is a problem. It's going to be a different World Cup. I do think once you get to the game, it's going to be phenomenal.
All right. Lastly, big announcement today, right? I mean, this your team started 2 years ago. They had nothing.
Game changer.
And then what happened today?
We were a concept, and we went from concept to operation. Played May 4th last year. Had a very successful season. Put a stake in the ground. And we great partners like LifePak, Erlen & Cohen, Northwell Orthopedic, Macron, and all these other local sponsors we have. But this year, we've stepped it up with Chase Bank. But specifically today, we made a huge announcement. It's a game changer. It's going to change the dynamic in the tri-state area for youth soccer as well. Bola Markets, great Harry Singh, the great American success story, 1984 taxi driver to one of the most successful businessmen in the United States right now. Bola Markets has joined the American Soccer Club as our presenting sponsor. They're on the front of the jersey with LifePak and on the back. But most importantly, they've established with us the American Soccer Club, Bola Markets, Young Fighting Tomcats, the first fully funded youth soccer academy.
That's your name, the Tomcats.
In Long Island. The Fighting Tomcats after the Long Island's great aviation history with the Grumman Corporation and the F-14 fighter jet. But now we have Bola is stepped up to provide opportunities for kids, remove all socioeconomic barriers for kids that cannot afford it. And this is going to be huge for us. And the key thing for us, it's a supplemental program. So if you're playing for your local club in Northport where I live or Massapequa where you live, you stay with your club and you come with us.
And train for free.
Train for free with our coaching staff. And the biggest thing, you're going to be training like you are in Europe and South America with the men, with our pro team.
Wow, that would be fantastic. So you get the coaches right there while you're playing. So that's fantastic.
Different experience.
All right, Jim. So where do you get tickets?
ASUNewYork.com. You can also, there's a great special by LifePak. All children 10 and under, they will come to the game. LifePak is buying two complimentary tickets for every kid in Long Island and Metro New York for no money, and their parents come for 10. ASUNewYork.com to get tickets.
But I want the kids to come with ID. I don't want an 11-year-old getting on this deal.
ID is racist. We can't have racist.
Wait. Birth certificate. The birth certificate should be around. I mean, 10 years old,
Social
you should
security
be using
card?
Birth certificate.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But I don't want to.
Pass.
If you're a 12-year-old, don't pretend you're 10. All right? 10 and under. All right, congratulations, Jim. Year two is ready to go. The Fighting Tomcats, American Soccer, and also you got to come back and continue, American Soccer Club, you got to come back and continue to break down the World Cup as we get closer. The roster is going to be announced the day after Memorial Day, the Tuesday after Memorial Day. The roster is going to be announced. I'm going to cover it then. There's a lot of great players, so just making the roster is a big deal. And then I'll be able to talk to the players. I'll bring that back, and then you can analyze that, all right?
Great stuff.
All right, back at the moment, you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Want even more, Brian? Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews on demand. More of Kilmeade coming up.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Was it worth it? 76 days, was this DHS funding shutdown worth it?
I mean, you just got to look at, I think you have to ask Republicans those questions, right? In terms of what was just passed, it was the 90% provision, is that right?
Yeah.
And the CBP provision wasn't included. And
right.
So, you know, I mean, I think it is important to block that CBP and ICE funding without accountability. And I think that's what transpired. I think that's what happened and what occurred. And what I think is foolish is that Republicans shut down the entire government twice.
Does anybody for a second buy her ridiculous logic that the Republicans shut it down twice? Appropriations funded everything through the actual committee process. It was all done. And they decided to pull two things, Border Patrol and ICE, out of the funding. Republicans say, you got to be kidding me. They say, we want some reforms. He goes, well, we're doing reforms. Got rid of Kristi Noem, put body cams on, have serial numbers instead of names, and we no more roving patrols, okay? And they said, no, that's not good enough. We're not funding it. What do you mean not funding it? We want warrants. Warrants? So if I got to go knock on a lean-to in the middle of Chicago, I got to get a warrant? It's impossible. It's unconstitutional to get a federal warrant for all this stuff. So it's impossible. So instead of trying to negotiate, they just didn't fund it. And after 73 days, Republicans said, we're just going around you. And she blames Republicans. Quick note. My stage show is going to Reno, Nevada, May 30th. See me there. BrianKilme.com.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with IZERVAY. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Everybody calls us a liar. Yeah.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.